Open this. Yeah, the Facebook thing is still going. All right. Actually, you know what? I want to add a title. Let me add
Ooh, add a title. Well, we're
season
live on
10.
the rant.
Oh, yeah.
Rantemradio.com. What if you're listening in podcast form? None of that matters. Because
Oh, it matters, just not to
you're too
you.
busy to listen live. So you download this episode, and then you sit in your underwear with your Cheetos fingers, and you listen to this goddamn episode. And I don't know why you're in your underwear, or why you have Cheetos fingers for that matter.
Because we're a wrestling podcast.
Is there a specific snack for the wrestling fan?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you just nailed the stigma. You forgot Parents' Basement, which I'm literally in, but I think you nailed all three of them: the basement, the Cheeto fingers, and the underwear.
Don't get the underwear thing either. I don't ever do anything in my underwear, like just my underwear.
I guess because the stigma is we're lazy and we don't do anything but watch wrestling and complain about it. So we're too busy complaining about wrestling, so we don't change out of our drawers, as you would say.
Drawers. I don't know. That's
That's a
weird.
Mattism, right? Drawers.
Drawers.
Oh, I have Mattisms.
I mean, I think we all have isms, I think. No.
But I. Spoons in the porridge,
Sorry.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, figures.
Those are mad. Those are madisms.
You leave Hacksaw alone. He's a good feller.
I thought it was hilarious that our boy Matt Squires put all of our faces in that opening to the Survivor Series video for Thanksgiving,
Dude.
and you were Hacksaw Jim Duggan. How awesome was that?
Dude, you and Kevin as Dino Bravo and Earthquake. If that was on a fucking t-shirt, I swear to God, I'd buy the fuck. I didn't know what I was. I didn't couldn't watch the video because I don't think I'm in the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Facebook group because they don't support us, so I'm not gonna support them. What are you throwing your arms at? What? Yeah, good. That's great. When was the last time he actually bought a t-shirt instead of us giving it to him? None of them, except for Fat Fingers Phil, and he can't figure out how to fucking start a Patreon and support his boys. We're his boys. We're not gonna do a Christmas show this year, Phil. You wanna know why? This is a fucking pandemic and people are dropping like flies. Don't stick your fucking hand on your head like that, Tony. The end is near. There's no more tradition. Survivor Series out the window. Brand supremacy. Nobody cares. Starcade's not a thing. It's a house show. They don't even do house shows anymore. The only consistent thing that happens is 2020. The Shining Wizards every Monday night. And if you enjoy, I got post 9 year anniversary shenanigans to talk about.
Uh-oh. I like
And we've
that.
never missed a week. Motherfuckers be taking vacations, going on sabbaticals, deciding not to do a show one night so they don't do it every single week
No
for
need
nine
to bring religion into this, Tony.
years. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Sabbaticals. Happy sabbatical New Year. That's today, right? The sabbatical New Year.
Yeah, it's coming up, isn't it?
That's right.
Hey, isn't Hanukkah's coming up soon too, isn't it? We got a whole bunch of shit to celebrate this year.
Nobody cares.
Oh, come on. You're like 1/1000th Jewish. Don't you spin the dreidel for like a couple of
No,
hours?
I don't have a dreidel. I don't have a menorah. I don't wear a yarmulke. I don't
Well, the
do.
cat's not around, so you don't have any menorah.
I put my Christmas tree up Saturday, motherfucker.
We had our tree up before Thanksgiving, bitch.
Yeah, but you got a fake tree because you're a fucking sissy.
You know who celebrates Hanukkah? Minoru Suzuki.
How dare you? How
Hanukkah.
dare you
Hanukkah.
use a legit killer's name as a pun in one of your Hanukkah? Oh my God, this is where we're going tonight. I look like I have not slept and like I gotta get a fucking haircut. Oh my
Oh,
God.
Cy Sperling much? Jesus Christ, looks like you're wearing a fucking wig.
He's about to challenge
Maurice.
Fink.
Holy shit, Pat McAfee's on the fucking line with us.
That guy sucks too.
So does your
Stuff's
hair.
great. Well, I never said I was a hair guy.
Well, you're a hairless guy now that you got Manscaped.
Waka waka. My balls
Ooh.
are fucking glistening in the sun.
In the sun?
Yeah, it's like
This
a,
doesn't
you
been
know.
out for 3 hours.
Yeah, but I take my balls out and I just sit in the backyard.
The
Oh, you don't
monsoon.
do any. He doesn't do anything in his underwear, but he sits in his yard with his fucking balls hanging out.
Who said I had underwear on?
I'm just saying. You said you never.
What else? What else did they be hanging out of? Well,
what if I just I don't wear underwear with my sweatpants?
I was thinking maybe the window.
Or the wall.
Nice. We got a ton of shit to talk about. It's the
We got a lot of shit.
It's the 509th episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, and it's all here next for you. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. It's the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
That sounds good. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. Become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Woo! Baby, yeah.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Whoa!
How dare you?
God damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shining Wizards.
We start off season 10 with some flavor in your ears. The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Motherfucker, yeah! I'm Tony.
I'm Matt.
KJG.
Starting off season 10 with a bang. What's going on, fellas? How you guys been?
I love the numbering of the seasons is still a thing.
Well, we got to start somewhere, right? It's like the big season premiere tonight.
Oh, huge.
Really?
Yeah, man. Come on. Christmas is right around the corner. Last day of November. The holiday season is upon us. Uh-huh. Everybody's stuffed with turkeys and stuffings and all the trims and fixings and the snacks and the cakes and the pies. Uh-huh. Now the fat jolly man is 24 days away.
Was this a November to remember, would you say?
I would think so. I think overall, we celebrated 9 years last week. We all had good food and grog and eggnog and all that good stuff.
What's a grog?
Yeah. It's like booze, isn't it? Like drink? I thought it was like good food and grog. Like,
I don't know. I was born in fucking 1981, not 1654, you old shit.
You never been to an Irish pub? I mean, they always say grog, don't they?
No.
Spirits mixed with water. There you go. Grog.
Oh, grog?
And fried alcoholic beverages.
Wow, why don't you have some fucking gruel too, you fucking Renaissance man? You fucking
Renaissance, Jesus.
You fucking dick puffer. Get out of here. What are you saying? Yeah. Grog?
Yeah, I thought he meant gruel when he said grog. I was like, what? Sorry, man. It sounded like you had a shitty Thanksgiving. You had gruel and grogs.
What's it, the fucking Prohibition era, Tony? You making fucking grog in your basement? The
mean streets of North Arlington? It might as well be, bro. Everybody's talking lockdowns again, so you got to get ready.
So you got to get your grog?
Those fucking TNA pay-per-views were good the first couple of years, but after that, those lockdowns were shit.
Oh, boy. You tried to top my gem in the pre-show.
No. I will never use Minoru Suzuki's name like that.
No, it's Minoru Suzuki.
How dare you? You watch
celebrate Hanukkah.
You watch your fucking mouth. I wasn't going to wear.
What's wrong about him? What's wrong about him celebrating Hanukkah?
He's a killer, okay? And his name is Minoru, not Minora.
Minora. Like a Minoru Suzuki. Let's
I
go.
Wasn't going to wear this shirt because I was like, what am I going to do with this dumb shirt? But it's very soft. I like it.
I feel like you did it. Was it like a last minute play call or did you
No, I put it on this afternoon after I got out of the shower. I had my pro wrestling crate box over there and I had to clean up my desk and I was like, I don't really fucking wear it. What am I going to do with this shirt? And Kevin's not an extra large. He'll be fucking swimming in this thing. I can't give it to him. And then
that's a good call.
I picked it up out of the box and I was like, oh, this is very soft. I'm just going to wear it. So I just put it on.
for those who might not be on the Facebook or wherever we are, it's a major wrestling figure podcast, Pro Wrestling Crate exclusive, not available anywhere else but Pro Wrestling Crate. It's pretty cool. It's like a Star Wars. That's not, no, it's Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's abroad?
That's Chelsea Green.
Ah, the main squeeze of the woo 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 guy.
The broski.
That's right. And of course they stick poor Kurt Hawkins with the fucking three-eyed alien.
That's probably Swoggle.
Hey, holy shit.
Yeah, I'm reading his book.
Swoggles?
Yeah, it's very good.
Did you write it beforehand?
Is this how this is going to be? I've had a headache since I came home. Is this how this is going to be all night?
No, but you did give him a layup.
Should I go take an I'm going to take an Excedrin right
now.
No.
I promise. You won't get here another one out of me.
No. Oh, I'm good. I'm just going to take an Excedrin just to be safe. Give me two seconds.
That's the greatest idea you've ever had. Go get
really?
It.
Pontificate, yes. If you must.
What? Pontificate? I mean, like Pontius Pilate? Pontificate?
Tony, if he's gonna keep lobbing him to us, there's nothing we could do about it.
Oh, fuck him! What the hell's he even got? What's that? What's that part of his?
I mean, you've been coming in hot though, a little.
I'm allowed to come in hot. Wow, that was the quickest trip to the fucking.
I think that's grog.
Yeah, what is that? Hey, is that the statue of that Japanese cat in front of your computer monitor back there, in front of your TV?
Daryl.
Yes. You forgot to ask somebody you were going to ask about Daryl. Was it? Who was it? We had somebody on and you were going to ask him about Daryl.
Rocky.
Huh?
Rocky Romero, probably, right?
That's right. Yes. We never did find a story of Daryl, Kevin. I could give less of a flying fuck about Daryl to begin with.
Well, you got
to
bring it up then, man.
I'm glad I recognized the stupid thing sitting behind you. I can't tell what? If anything else is on the shelves.
Well, that's because your eyes are fucked. I don't know. And I'm not close, and there's a glare. There's a lot going on behind me, too.
No, I get it. You look good, though. Despite me making fun of your hair earlier, you look good.
Oh, thanks. I feel good. Kind of. I have a headache. I had to take my car to the shop today.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, I was just going to the post office, and then it sounded like there was a fucking 1,000 gremlins in my trunk. So I was like,
let me guess. Was it the heat plate underneath?
No, it was the brakes.
That's a lot worse than the heat plate.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of grumbling. So,
were you able to stop, or did you have to do the Flintstones and fucking jam?
No, we were. It was good. Like I'm not like a fucking complete asshole. So I heard the noise and I instantly recognized it, and I was like, "Well, I guess I'm not going home after I go to the post office. I'm gonna go on over to the Firestone and drop off the old whipski."
Smart thing to do. I had the brakes go on my Civic one time. And it was literally like I was standing up holding onto the wheel to get the thing to stop. So I just immediately just drove to the mechanic. I'm like, yeah, I can't stop the car. See what you can do.
I remember I immediately went to the heat plate because there was one time I think we were doing or you guys were hosting, I think, Sam Roberts to do commentary or do a show on like a Saturday. And like I was just going to go hang out. But my car like literally sounded like there was 1,000 gremlins in the trunk. Like it sounded like it was going to like completely blow up, and so I immediately turned around on Washington Avenue and just brought it up to the Sunoco just because it literally sounded exactly how you were describing it, Matt. And that story just actually, it was a pretty good story. I think you were recording commentary or a podcast. What were you guys doing at Tony's house on a Saturday?
I was not there.
We were probably recording PWS commentary with Sam and Pat.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your gentleman's Thanksgiving?
T-Donk?
Oh, you want me to go? All right.
Sure.
It was literally me and the wife and the kid at home. We were supposed to travel, but people we were traveling to may or may not have been in contact with certain people. So we wound up canceling all of our plans, which is, you know, a smart thing to do. But we literally had to scramble last minute to get a turkey, but we pulled everything together. Turkey was fucking phenomenal. And we brought some leftovers over to the mother-in-law, who unfortunately did not have a turkey around the corner. So it was a good Thanksgiving all around for the four of us. We ate some good food. We had some good sides. You know, the wife actually baked an apple pie. It was fantastic. So, yeah, it was good times. How about you, Kev?
Not a big melted fruit guy. I never understood the apple pie.
Apple pie is very good, especially if you get yourself a little scoop of vanilla ice cream along with it. Get it a la mode.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to be pretty popular, apple pie.
So what'd you wind up doing? You and Dad hung around the house?
No, we went to my brother's and my sister-in-law. So it was just the four of us and the two kids. So
okay, cool. Everybody's doing okay?
Yeah, everyone's fine. It's just like I got a test on Monday because I started feeling a little froggy-ish on Friday.
Ooh.
So I went and got a test on Monday. I ended up feeling fine like the next day, like on Saturday, but I still went and got a test on Monday.
Today? You got a test today?
Last Monday before Thanksgiving. Okay. And it didn't come back in time for Thanksgiving. So I was like, oh man, like I feel fine. But when I got the test, I was like kind of 50-50. But you know, we ended up going. There was no problem. Got the test back on Friday, negative again. So, but Thanksgiving was great. Like I said, me and my dad, my sister-in-law, my brother, no relation to Patreon supporter, Matt Garifo, no relation.
No, not that guy.
And we just hung out, watched football, had some food, and that was it.
Matt, how about you, brother?
We hosted. My sister-in-law came over with her husband and his kids, and his family came over, and my father and my brother.
Joe came out?
He did. The beauty of it is the couch on the sun porch essentially creates two completely separate living rooms. So it was very, you know, yeah, it was me and my father and my brother in the living room, and then her sister and his family like in the sun porch, so there wasn't a lot of it was nice. And people weren't all jammed in together, so everyone was spread out and they kinda stayed in their little cliques, and Rhiannon made way too much fucking food.
Yeah, I saw that. You had like it's like you were like I don't know, like hosting like something at like the Olive Garden or something.
We worked Wednesday, we came home, I did the post show, and then we didn't wrap up till like 1 o'clock ish.
Yeah, that timing it out, that seemed about right.
And then and as I was wrapping it up, she was coming upstairs. We went to bed. She was making shit. Then we went to bed. She was up at like 6:30 to put the turkey in the oven. And then I was up at like 8. And then we were just literally cooking until people showed up. And it was just like the whole time I'm just saying, it's way too much food, Ray. It's way too much food. And then my sister-in-law's husband's family took like zero leftovers with them.
Oh, see, if you go to someone's house, you got something home.
Bro, I couldn't pawn the shit off. She made 3 fucking trays of macaroni and cheese. We didn't even finish one.
All right. See, macaroni and cheese, I would have taken a tray.
Why 3 trays, though? Like, did she think everybody's just going to go hog wild on mac and cheese?
I have no idea. People filled up on fucking apps. That's the problem. Because then her sister came with fucking cheese and crackers and hummus and tiny hot dogs and pepperoni bread. She made spinach. And I swear to God, you would have thought there was fucking 50 people in my house. There was 9. The kids don't count because they were like fucking 5 and 3.
If I could have a holiday solely based on hors d'oeuvres and there's no main course, I would do it every single holiday.
There was no like, you know, because you graze. I grazed all. I was pissed. Piece of pepperoni bread, a devil egg, another devil egg, a ham and cheese cracker, this, that. Now it's dinner time. I'm like, what the fuck is stuff? There's a 10, 12 things on the table. It was way too much fucking food. But it was a good time. It was a great time. I won a ton of money on the footballs. So I'm on like a hot streak. So I'm feeling great.
What happened? Did you bet the late game? Is that still on? The Pittsburgh Baltimore game? Did you bet that?
I did not bet.
Into Thanksgiving?
No.
It's funny. My plan on Thanksgiving, what I always do, is I eat a ton of hors d'oeuvres, like you said, pigs in a blanket, stuffed mushrooms, pepperoni bread. My aunt makes this weird like crab melt butter toast that is just so ridiculously good, and I just indulge, and then once like the actual meal comes around, it's like one slice of turkey, like. I am a big sides guy, so I will go nuts on stuffing. But other than that, it's just give me the pigs in the blankets and the stuffed mushrooms and the shrimp cocktail. It's freaking all.
You guys like fucking eating at buffets. We had like potatoes, corn, turkey, and stuffing.
You don't do hors d'oeuvres?
I mean, it was just the 3 of us. It was like
okay, well, yeah.
3 of us gonna eat, you know?
My normal Thanksgiving is like 30 people.
But they've been going nuts. Like my wife is on this baking kick. She made Italian cookies with the sprinkles and the frosting. And then we made my grandmother's ricotta cookie recipe. And then we made the, you know, the jelly thumbprint cookies, you know, the ones where you, the little hole in it, you put the jelly in when they're done baking. Then my kid got the bright idea to get a Hershey bar and just jam chunks of Hershey's chocolate into like cookie dough, homemade cookie dough. And he just made these massive like chunk cookies. They came out really good. But we had like fucking 20 dozen cookies in the house, and that's all we've been snacking on ever since.
It's and like Halloween.
She got shit to make sugar cookies this week too. I'm like, how many cookies are we gonna fucking make?
It's like you did like Halloween 2.0.
Pretty much.
Like we got no trick-or-treaters on Halloween, so we had all this leftover chocolate. So, like, I'd imagine it'd be, like, the same if that happened again and I just had dough shoved with Hershey in it. Normally, the Hershey comes out. You don't usually put the Hershey in.
For Halloween, we got a hold of some coloring books that my sister-in-law had given out, like, when she was a teacher, like, to her students. So I said,
all right, I'm intrigued.
I said, let's put these out with the candy. So if kids, you know, feel weird about eating candy, they can grab a coloring book. Maybe some of the little kids. But we got back from our walk. Candy was gone. All the coloring books were still there. I said, fuck this. Grab them, threw them right in the garbage.
Who wants a fucking color? Kids don't give a fuck. Because kids don't care about the pandemic. You want a piece of candy or you want a color? No one wants a fucking coloring book. You
but
fucking
you don't
nerd.
Know, like, you know, if Billy and Stacy go home and their bags are full of candy and mom says, you can't eat any of this. Who knows who fucking drooled on this, you know?
Well, then why would mom let them out?
Because maybe she didn't want to break their hearts. I don't know.
Yeah, here, go, go forge all this candy for you to not eat. I'll just take it. Thanks.
Well, yeah, pretty. Parents are scumbags. You know that. I mean, kids are awful and parents suck.
All right, Tony. Good idea. I'm not going to take the idea away from him. It's a good idea because he had that and candy with it. So it's not like he just. It's not like he just put out coloring books.
Fair enough. I'll give you that.
But.
Some kids do like to color. I mean, and it was like, I didn't want them to just go to waste. I said, I figured, let me just give them a shot for Halloween. And it's like, yeah, apparently not in my neighborhood. So
do kids even color anymore? Is that a thing?
Yeah. You know, what's funny. My kid who's in seventh grade, mind you, for art class, they do a lot of coloring because what the fuck else are they going to do? It's a fucking virtual art class. It's not like she could be like, take out your clay and sculpt something. You know what I'm saying?
Make a fucking macaroni mask.
I mean, there's coloring books for adults.
Yeah, that's for adults. Like, you know.
I mean, there's coloring books for adults. So, like, so I mean, if adults can color, I can't imagine kids not liking it.
Yeah.
So I was doing some cleaning in the basement. I actually found the old fucking WWE Mad Libs book. We should start playing that.
Oh, you could just fucking flush that down your toilet.
Why?
WWE like Mad Libs? No, what is it? The Miz is, you're on Miz TV. What are you going to talk about? Insert a noun here. Insert a verb here. Insert an adjective here. Insert another wrestler. What kind of fucking dolty? Please, can you please go get the Mad Libs book?
Okay.
Please.
The Mad Libs book. Speak to yourself.
All right, see, Matt,
I have to know.
Yeah, but Matt, see, now here's where you can never, like, you might want to take another Excedrin is what I'm saying.
I took two. And my internet is unstable, so we are fucking walking the line here, buddy.
Same here. But if you're going to get mad at us for making hack jokes, you unleashed this.
Did this. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Right. I know what I signed up for.
Okay. Just so you know.
All right. So, Tony, for those not watching on the Facebook Live, and you can go back to shiningwizards.com or facebook.com/wizardspodcast, and you can watch this episode if you want. Tony's the Mad Libs. What's on the cover? Bray Wyatt, John Cena, Roman Reigns.
And Paige is on the cover along with D-Bry.
All right.
Hello, Paige here. Right? Isn't that the thing?
get that started again?
No, we don't. Well, you didn't have to include the snort.
I did.
Paige here.
Watch your mouth. She's a beautiful young lady.
Super talented. She'll be a big star. That's why they didn't let her go to AEW.
She's a good egg.
How does the saying go? She doesn't like Coke, but she likes the way it smells.
You are allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, the saying goes like that.
You guys want to do one? I want to do one.
Yes,
here we go.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, here we go.
So how are we going to do this now?
Just either one of you shout them out. I need a noun.
Kevin, you can go. Kevin, it goes Kevin, me, and then Tony. How many fucking dumb blops are there?
Okay, so this one.
Blops.
All right, so Kevin, a noun.
A noun? I thought we just do it as you read the sentences.
No.
No, you got to give them to me first.
And then you fill them in. Then dummy, you read them.
Oh, God. A noun. What the heck's a noun?
A person, place, or thing. Don't you remember conjunction, junction, and all that shit?
Yeah, of course. I know what it is, but what's going to... Chair.
Chair. Great. Matt, you got a verb.
So how is this ad-libs if we're just planning it out?
What?
I don't know. I never did Mad Libs.
Matt, a verb.
Yeah, okay. I'm fucking working on it. A verb. A verb.
Matt's Googling verbs.
You're fucking right. give me ran.
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 Ran. I have an adverb, so I'm going to say hardly. Kevin, adjective.
She, right? That's an adjective, right?
Oh,
no, that's a pronoun. That's a pronoun. That's a pronoun.
Pronouns, pal.
Yeah. Adjective describes the noun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, large.
Large. Matt, also an adjective.
Hairy.
Hairy. I have a plural noun, so I'm going to say titties. Kevin, a place.
Hooters?
Hooters, as in the restaurant. Okay.
Matt. Is that too easy for...
You're good. You're good. Matt, another noun.
Another noun. Shark.
Yes. Shark.
Ooh, I like that. Why do I feel like I'm 4 feet?
Part of the body, plural. Testicles? Kevin, another adverb, brother.
All right. Adverb describes... What did you say, fast?
I said hardly.
Oh. I'll say, fast is an adjective, right? Or a verb, or an, God, adverb. Quickly,
that works.
I was a PR major in college, by the way, and wrote for newspapers.
Matt, a plural noun.
Plural noun. Let's go with, give me flip-flops.
Ooh.
Flip-flops.
Matt Googled beaches.
Plural part of the body again. I don't know why I'm getting this. I'm going to say ass cheeks. Kevin, your name. Kevin.
No, if it's your name, it's Tony.
No, it's your name because it's your question. So you don't get to go. Matt, another noun.
Another noun.
Yes.
This
is not as easy as you thought it was.
No, I just try. I don't want to say the first thing that comes to my mind because I have a trash so, come panda on. Head. Give me panda. Yeah, give me panda.
Panda.
Nice.
Panda.
Now I get fucked because mine says the same noun, so I'll say panda. Wow. Kevin, an adjective.
Squishy.
Squishy. Matt, an adjective.
Slimy.
Slimy. And I get noun, so I'm going to say turd.
We are having a water situation in the basement.
Oh, no. Kev, I need a verb before you go drown.
Did we say wet? That's not a verb. Jump, right? Jumped?
Yes.
Jump.
Okay, I'll fill these in for a second. You guys,
I got to check the figs. I got to check the figs.
All right, Kevin's getting, for those not living in the Northeast, we were pounded by rain all day today, so Kevin's basement studio is taking on a little bit of water, so he's going to go check that out. While Tony fills out the WWE Mad Libs, take an opportunity now to follow us on all social media platforms at Wizards Podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you missed out on the Pro Wrestling Tee sale, shame on you, but fear not. There are still t-shirts there, and they are available, and you can rock the Shining Wizards gear at prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. And of course, we'll plug our Patreons later, but patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. $3 a month, you get a monthly watch along. Easy for me to say. And we are working on making our tiers have
better.
more value. We're going to give you more. We're working on a couple special episodes that you'll get monthly. So keep your eyes peeled starting in 2021. A lot of things happening here at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And if you're on the Facebook Live, thanks. Chat us up. Be sure to share on your Facebook. Get fellow wrestling fans involved. We appreciate it. Check out our Discord. There's a link on our Twitter account. It's free. It's fun. I think today's topics included... oh, God, I don't even fucking know. I was talking a little ROH. Scotch Drinks More is going crazy with the Yoshi stuff.
God damn it.
I saw something on Twitter about a Choco Pro tag match, so I'm excited about that. What are you doing with the camera there, buddy?
I don't know if you could see behind me, but one of my latest acquisitions is one of those arcade one-up Space Invaders machines. I don't know if you saw it. I was chatting that
yes, up. I did see that.
It's actually pretty cool, man, and I got it at a good price. I jumped on the fucking thing, and I love it. And actually, the sign of a good purchase is when your kid comes in, starts playing around, and he goes, this kind of sucks. But when he dies, he presses the start button to play it again. I'm like, you fucker. You know it doesn't suck. You're playing it again. That means you like it. It's a lot of fun, man.
All right.
I'm done with that, but I want to make sure Kevin's doing okay. So if you want to move on to something else before we get back to that.
Yeah, we'll fill in the Mad Libs. Any Thanksgiving traditions wrestling-wise? Did you do anything fun? Because I was going to watch Survivor Series, but I was way too fucking tired by the time people left the house. And not like this year's Survivor Series, like something from like 1989 or 90.
Well, I don't remember when I recorded it. It might have been earlier maybe it was last weekend, but I watched the main event of Survivor Series 87, Team Hogan versus Team Andre. And of course, I fucked up. I thought it was in Chicago, but it was actually in Ohio, so bad on me.
Oh.
But hell of a match, dude. I got to tell you this much. Until it got to the very end, you had 10 guys in there that were, I mean, except for Andre, of course, because he stood on the apron most of the time. But those guys were fucking killing it, dude. Even on the face side, the fast tags, the quick movements, it was really, really entertaining. There weren't too many down spots, and that was much later on in the match when it made sense. But man, guys were jumping around, making the quick tags. Even the fat dudes, like even Bundy and the One Man Gang, those guys were moving like lightning. It was pretty crazy to watch again. Of course, Andre, the sole survivor for his team, but then, you know, his victory taken away because Hogan must pose, but good stuff. Very good stuff. In terms of this week, though, to be honest with you, with everything we did Monday, I was kind of beat after that show. I still don't know how you did a Wednesday show, dude. That was a lot for you last week, so props to you. But I don't know, like, I wound up having to cook, prepare, get all this other shit done, and plus I had to do my work for the week. So, like, with the holiday, I fell behind, so wound up like Friday I had to do a lot of work, Saturday I had to do a lot of work. I only really got to enjoy myself Sunday, so I was like just fucking doing shit around the house to catch up on stuff that I missed out on all week, just like cleaning stuff and vacuuming and, you know, straightening shit up, throwing shit out. So I really didn't get a chance to watch a lot of extra stuff, although the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight was Saturday, and I did watch the main event of that show.
It was. You hooked me up a couple rounds in because my wife had said something in passing while we were sitting around on the couch after we decorated the tree. So I was like, Tony put up a link in the Discord. So after dummy Matt figured out how to do it, we watched a couple rounds. It was definitely interesting.
You know what? For what it was, I was entertained. I enjoyed it. There was a fight earlier on where one dude got fucking knocked out, and I forget who they were. We talked about that.
The basketball player, Nate Robinson?
Yes. He knocked that dude out. Dude.
No, he got knocked the fuck
out. Yeah. When he got up after he got knocked down the first time, there's no way that referee should have let that go. That dude had no idea where he was. I'm like, why are they letting this continue? And sure enough, a quick three-punch combo, left, right, and boom, he was down and out. That was some scary shit. The other thing I didn't understand, and it's a pet peeve of mine, I get, like, they have all these guys on commentary. First of all, Mauro Ranallo was doing the lead for the commentary. But, like, Snoop was in on commentary. Sugar Ray Leonard was in. And there was some UFC fighter, I forget what his name is, dude, a whole lot of cursing, a whole lot of stupid shit they were saying. I was like,
what do you expect? It's
expecting better than that, dude.
First of all, it's pay-per-view, so the gloves are off. And you put Snoop there because you know he's going to be entertaining. So, and
he was, if he wasn't fucking cursing every other word, you know what I'm saying?
Do you listen to this podcast? All we do is fucking curse. Why are you such like an anti-curser?
No, because people are paying money and getting together and watching a show and they expect professionalism. When they tune into this, they know exactly what they're getting. When you turn into a sporting event, especially something you're paying money for, you don't want to hear these jackasses cursing every other word.
So when you were buying an ECW pay-per-view, when they finally went to pay-per-view and the fucking Dudley boys were cutting scathing promos where they're talking about the girl in the front row learned how to suck dick from her mother who's standing next to her, you're going, oh no, I don't know why I paid for this.
No, because when you get ECW, you know what you're going to get. And besides, it wasn't Joey Styles on commentary doing that shit. That was one of the performers.
It's Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. They're not catering to you. They're catering to a certain demographic who probably watches the fight just like Snoop did and says shit a lot.
I know quite a few folks that had, you know, memories of Tyson, memories of Roy Jones Jr. watching it with their kids. What I fucking hear that.
Oh, come on. Stop.
Well, I'm not going to stop. It's just that sticks in my craw.
No, because your fucking kid has access to the internet. Your kid knows a lot worse things than shit. I bet you that.
That doesn't mean you got to put it out there on a fucking pay-per-view for commentary, dude. Come on.
It's pay-per-view. That's what it's there for.
No, it's not. It's not what it's there for, dude. How many times did you hear Larry Merchant dropping an F-bomb?
Did it have a rating?
I have no idea.
I don't watch a lot.
I know if you need weed, you hook up on, what is that, weedspace.com. Fucking Mario Lopez was the MC of the night. And he was shilling, like, what was it, Weedspace or Weed Need? It was like some weed, like location service. That's all I'm talking about.
I had no problem with it. The whole show had that kind of vibe, so.
I don't know. I enjoyed the
I mean, to your point, like, if you're listening to us, you know what you're going to get. You might not. Like, if you're like, everyone's a first time listener once. So you could listen to us and totally hate the fact that sometimes we get a little too anxious and you might never listen again. So I see your point, like, in that regard, Tony, where like, if you want to bring people back, that's fine. But I think just like you said, even though I kind of disagree with it, that you know what you're getting with us. I think most people knew what you were getting when you bought that fight and what kind of atmosphere it was going to be.
And you didn't fucking pay for it. So shut the fuck up. No, don't give me that. I just said you gave me the fucking illegal stream. No.
You said I put up a link. You didn't say anything about an illegal stream, dude.
Oh, who gives? No one's the fucking Gestapo's not coming to the house to fucking take our computers away.
Yes, the gazpacho's not coming. We're not having soup
arrive
in our house.
The cold soup will not be here to ruin our internet, okay?
So I've noticed the cursing has gone up a lot since we started talking about it.
Fucking bullshit, you fucking old crummy fucking ass. I don't the cursing.
How did the Mad Lib go?
We were waiting for you. How did the water go?
And I'm taking shit for getting annoyed about Brody Lee cursing all the time on Be The Elite. It's just fucking annoying. I hate Brody Lee cursing every other F word.
Yeah, but Tony, so every single one of your is an F word. You've been doing it. You're a hypocrite. You curse all the time now.
I'm not a hypocrite. This is a professional sports presentation.
Where? Who?
Saturday.
Us?
Oh, not us.
Being the Elite?
No, I'm talking about the pay-per-view, dude.
Well, then why'd you bring up Brody Lee? He wasn't on the fucking pay-per-view unless he was in the undercard.
Bringing it up in the chat. I'm trying to pay attention for the to the Facebook because we got a lot of folks in there.
All right, well, you know they're dying to hear this Mad Lib. Kevin, the water situation, you okay over there?
Yeah, it's more like it's lengthy, but it's low. So it's like everywhere, it's expanding, but it's not raising, so.
Sounds like every year of
nothing
my life.
Nothing seems to be. Yeah, it's basically a basement is what it is. Basements take water. I mean, I guess that's what they do.
I guess, maybe.
Not bad.
All right, Tony, hit us with the Mad Libs.
Find me a basement that has never taken water before.
When I grow up, I want to be a WWE chair.
Ooh.
I know I can run off the ropes like Kofi Kingston and talk hardly into the microphone like John Cena. I can see it now. The large lights, the hairy fans, the wild titties. When I enter Hooters to my theme song, Here Comes the Shark, the crowd will get up on their testicles and cheer quickly. I will wear a brightly colored mask and spandex pants with flip-flops sewn on to put fear into the ass cheeks of my opponents. They'll call me Kevin the Panda Thief because every time I win a match, I will steal my opponent's panda. Isn't that a squishy idea? And I'll be so strong, fast, and slimy that I'll beat any turd anytime. So I'm so excited I could hardly jump. Of course, I'll have to wait till I finish fifth grade. That sucked. That was fucking horrible. I apologize for bringing that to the table. Good Lord.
That was great.
No, it wasn't. Matt, your opinion.
What a squishy idea. What a squishy idea that was.
Here comes the chair.
Sometimes you got to do things just to get it out of your system.
Just to do them? Yeah, we shan't be looking at that book ever again.
No, you should fucking wipe your ass with it now. What did you honestly expect from a WWE Mad Libs? Have you watched the product? Maybe that's how they write TV.
It's possible, sure.
They have a lot of squishy ideas.
I bet they do. I have no idea what's going on in WWE, which is hysterical to me.
Yeah. Neither do I, really. I did watch a little bit of SmackDown, which is pretty good. Jey Uso beat the crap out of Otis to prove that he's...
So Otis is done now, huh?
I guess. But he had to prove to the big dog, to the head of the table, that people fear him and people respect him because he disobeyed Roman at Survivor Series, even though he helped Roman win.
Why did he disobey him?
Because he told him to leave after he lost his match. And he stuck around and helped Roman win the match. So while Roman was grateful at the time, it's not what he told him to do. So you don't disobey the head of the table, T-Dunk.
Roman sounds like a dick.
A squishy dick.
Nothing you said interests me at all.
It's actually pretty good if you watch it. It comes across better than like me mad-libbing it.
Okay.
And the Daniel Bryan stuff is good. He's got some stuff going on with Sami Zayn. Got a new haircut. Snazzy
who,
boy.
Wait, who got a new haircut?
Daniel Bryan.
What version haircut does he have?
I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's coiffy on the top and then shaved on the side, I guess, if I had to say it.
Interesting.
He got a mullet?
Coiffy.
No, I have the mullet.
He got a mechanic mullet.
I don't know. It's very square, I guess you can say. Like shape-wise.
It's hip to be square.
And they're setting up Roman and Daniel Bryan? Is that the plan? Or Roman and Kevin Owens?
If they did it, they didn't do it yet. Or I missed it. I think the plan for now is... Because is there a December pay-per-view?
Yes,
there is, right?
TLC.
So you'll probably get maybe Sami Zayn and Daniel Bryan at that. And then maybe Daniel Bryan at Roman Reigns at the Rumble, maybe.
Okay, because I think they're setting up something with Kevin Owens and Roman.
I don't know, because Kevin Owens was just on NXT. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, but I think he was on SmackDown Friday night, and they did something with him.
Sorry.
Maybe. Like I said, I was in and out.
Don't be sorry. Well, let's talk about some wrestling, since we're like 40 minutes into this, and we've barely even scratched the surface.
I do want to... Can I give you a hot take real quick?
Oh, yes, please.
All right. So I watched, for no other reason than... I've been having trouble trying to sleep, so I'll put on wrestling and just watch it and fall asleep like I've always done. But I put in SummerSlam 91. Easily, the three of us can sit here and say one of the greatest intercontinental matches of all time is Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect. Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take. I have grown to loathe that match. And I'll give you two words. Earl Hebner.
He's a dick.
If that was Earl Hebner... I hate it because I don't know if Dave was still wrestling at the time. I'm pretty sure it was Earl or reffing at the time. He rang the bell way too fast for the Brett putting Perfect in the sharpshooter. And then just his insistently wanting to be involved in everything. Like Mr. Perfect or Bret Hart just puts the other in a submission move. Earl Hebner's immediately over there tapping on him. Like, come on, get him up. Like ignoring like a five count or something like that. But the really pissed me off is before Bret Hart even had the sharpshooter even in Earl Hebner calls for the bell. It just bothers me. To this,
Kev, he had a practice for 6 years later when he did the same thing to Brett.
Yeah. And I don't know, because back then they weren't really tapping like they do now. So, if you want to make the argument that, like, Perfect may have just verbalized it, but, like, the hold was – there was no drama there, though. Like, Bret Hart barely – didn't even sit back yet, and Earl Hebner rang the bell.
Wait, you don't think Earl Hebner's phony three count is drama enough?
I don't know. I'm just saying that Matt
– two, one,
I never noticed it until 2 nights ago.
Do you think it has to do with Perfect actually being – having a legit back injury?
Ooh, selling. I like it.
No, like, we didn't see much of him until what? The 92 Survivor Series after this?
That's, he wasn't on Survivor Series 91, 92. So he comes back to be Ric Flair's executive consultant and then doesn't wrestle till Survivor Series 92.
Right. Cause his back was all fucked up. He was like,
all right, if that's the reason, and maybe they've even told this before on something, I'm sure the match has been discussed. So if that's the case, then all right.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out. I have to go back and watch the match.
But even so, he just wrestled it like a God knows how long match. And if you couldn't sit down or like work sit down on for a sharpshooter for 2 more seconds, nah. Then no, you know what? I take it back. I'm not buying it.
I'd have to go back and watch the match. More upsetting than the Natural Disasters Bushwhackers match.
Whoa! Oh, with Earthquake?
Yeah!
And with Andre there?
Man, that was rough. That end of Andre to the Giant's career is rough. It's rough
He had a cane there, didn't he?
Yeah, the sticks.
Like walking, the walking sticks that attached to your arms.
I don't even know what to call it.
He had two crutches, but they're the kind that like have like cylinders and they go on your arm with a little like stick to hold
on.
They're
like braces. They're like
like arm crutch brace walker Texas Ranger.
Like Arnold Jackson's friend that used to be in the wheelchair on Different Strokes.
Well, like Timmy.
You don't remember
South
that?
Park. Timmy from South Park.
Oh, Jimmy.
No, Jimmy from South Park.
Timmy, put the fucking hat on, Timmy.
Oh, is it okay for him to curse?
Because he was reenacting They Live, stupid. Have you ever seen that fight, the cripple fight on South Park?
Oh, here we go. Cripple, he's throwing cripple, stupid around.
It was just a visual reference. That's all I was trying to do.
It was a cripple fight. A legendary episode. They reenacted the fight from They Live.
It is a good episode.
Nobody cares.
Fantastic episode.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that was my hot take. It bothered me. It just really bothered me.
It's all right, Kev. It could stick in your craw.
Let it stick in your craw, brother.
You're entitled, dude.
Dude.
It was late though. Maybe I was just tired.
Tony, since you had such a busy week, what did you end up watching in the world of professional wrestling?
I did catch up with the United Wrestling Network this week.
Was this the episode where they're going to crown a heavyweight champion, or is that...
No, they haven't announced it, and they're not going to do it next week either. I think because next week is week 12, so they're going to try to rope people in for maybe another block of 4 episodes and do it maybe episode 13, although they haven't announced anything yet. So that might be the game plan. But this week, let me see. I got notes here. We saw the debut of Leo Rush. He had a match against Adrian Quest, who's one half of SoCal Distancing and your United Wrestling Network tag champs. They had like a 20-minute match, and it was good shit, man. They're both about the same size, and this Adrian Quest guy like moves around, and he does the flipping and the flopping and all that stuff. They actually told a great story with it. Good stuff. Fred Rosser came back, had a hell of a match with Sean Daivari, except down like coming toward the finish. It was like Fred hit him with something, and then they took some time, and then he hit him with like – it's kind of like the gut check, I guess that's what it's called. He gets him up in the fireman's, and when he dumps him over, he comes down on his knees. Is that the gut check? And then he put him in some sort of submission. It was weird. Like, it felt like it didn't flow. Like, it was not like 2 or 3 consecutive moves. Like, it was like one move, a little bit of a pause, and then they went into the finish. I don't know. It was kind of weird. That guy Dan Joseph I told you about, he's no longer the television champion, but he had a hell of a 3-way match.
Oh, no.
Your favorite tag team, Matt, Beef Candy. This was the candy portion of Beef Candy. Richard Slade and Jordan Clearwater, who I dare I say, kind of looks like Orange Cassidy, like face wise, but clearly definitely a better professional wrestler, because this guy actually had tights and boots, and you know, he actually wrestled instead of fucking putting his hands in his pockets. So hot wow. take there. And it was an elimination match, but Dan Joseph wound up winning it. So it was good on him. And another one of your favorites, Bad Dude Tito from the Wolf Zaddies, challenged his old friend for the Heritage Championship, Ray Rosas. His second week in a row, he was defending his Heritage Championship in the main event. They had a hell of a match. Not really big star power on this show in terms of like names that you would like, you know unless you weren't following, but hell of an episode. Really enjoyed this one. And next week, we're getting Davey Boy Smith Jr. against Slice Boogie. We're getting Levi Shapiro, the new TV champ, taking on Anthony Idol, and Heather Monroe, everybody's bae, taking on CeCe Chanel. So we got a hell of a lineup next week for episode 12.
Everybody's bae?
I forget what the hell she's called. She's something bae. I can't think of what it is now. I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, while you look that up, what do you think the return of the NWA, if any, has an impact on the UWN?
I just wonder how many people are going to stick around and continue to rent the shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was actually thinking about that. It depends. I mean, we're going to see the new NWA show starting tomorrow. Yeah.
I believe so. Unless you are a Patreon, then you can get it today.
So there you go.
If you're an NWA Patreon. But it says the talent list includes Nick Aldis, Thunder Rosa, Eli Drake, Aaron Stevens, and Camille. And that Shockwave, which is the new NWA show, will debut on YouTube featuring matches produced in collaboration with the UWN. So maybe this crossover continues.
So we should probably, we might start seeing some of the championship wrestling from Hollywood guys, you know, and some of the other people they've been bringing in. I wouldn't hate that. Look at what the NWA was doing for season two. You got a lot of crossover Ring of Honor. We saw your buddies, the bouncers wrestle.
Those fucking slobs. You know? How dare they do that to fucking Eddie Kingston, those motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't forget.
They took the money. Heather Monroe is the killer bae, by the way. That's what it is. I couldn't fucking
The killer bae? What's a bae?
Yes, Heather Monroe. And she's, since Primetime Live has started, she's won every fucking match she's been in. So she's on a bit of a streak herself.
It's funny because she loses every match on AEW Dark.
Well, I mean, who doesn't lose on AEW Dark? Doesn't Brandon Cutler lose? Well, he's on a winning streak,
you fucking Mark.
Is this the hard camera?
Very funny stuff. So UWN, yes, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, absolutely, for this week's show, sure.
Are you going to get roped into another four episodes?
Well, I mean, I still have one more to go, which is... Tomorrow? Yeah. No, they're Tuesday? Yeah, they are Tuesday. So there's that. MLW's back, which we can get into.
Yeah.
And NWA's back. There's a whole lot more spoons in the wrestling porridge for Tony. So I think, you know what? We'll see how it goes. We'll see what they announce for episode 13. I might go for another turn.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. All right. I was going to do a little bounce pass to Kevin. Kevin, what did you watch this week?
I watched a little NXT, watched a little Impact. That was pretty much it. Did not catch the AEW this week. I don't know why, but I just didn't. But yeah, Impact is Impact. I live tweet every Tuesday night for Impact. It's a great show. A lot of mix of really good wrestling, a lot of hokey stuff, and the women's tag team division is taking shape. With and then you have, you know, Rich Swann on top, sneaking a win out of Ken Shamrock, and then Callahan and Shamrock beat up Rich Swann. D'Lo Brown gets involved. Boom. You have Wrestler's Court, which, as much as I love WrestleHouse, not the biggest fan of Wrestler's Court. Love the concept. Not 100% sure I love the execution. Johnny Swinger is on trial for shooting Johnny Bravo. So they have like three or four different segments where they had witnesses like Fala, you know, Father James Mitchell, Rosemary, AC Romero. And then it finally comes out who shot Johnny Bravo.
Who shot Johnny Bravo, Kevin?
Larry D's alter ego, Lawrence.
Wait, Johnny Larry Bravo. D's?
Yeah.
Who?
Larry D's nuts.
Larry D is part of the Triple XL.
I know who Larry D is, but what is his? What is Lawrence's? Is there more to this story? What is Lawrence?
Yeah, it started on Russell House. He's like a ladies' man.
So he shot Johnny Bravo. What? So he could double team Taya and Rosemary. What's his deal?
Well, no, I think because he was in love with Rosemary or something like that.
I mean, who's not in love with Rosemary?
Yeah. So.
So did he go to jail? What's happening with him?
No, they didn't say. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if wrestler's court has the authority to throw you in jail.
I mean, there's got to be some kind of punishment.
Well, they might make you buy a 30-pack for the hotel after the show.
For shooting somebody, all you have to do is buy a 30-pack. I'd be shooting motherfuckers all day.
Oh yeah, but Johnny Bravo showed up, so it's not like he was dead or anything.
Is he okay?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
It was just a flesh wound.
Yeah, he was in the hospital first, then he showed up at wrestler's court.
Interesting.
Who shot my husband?
So you had a bunch of good stuff. You had Did you see the picture of Hornswoggle as AJ Styles?
Oh, hysterical.
Oh, it's so good. I saw that coming too. I'm gonna pat on the back for that. That I actually tweeted about it before it happened, and I was correctamundo as the
so you said. Spoiled the programming.
There's no spoilers. I don't think. At least I don't read them. Rohit lost his defeat Rohit challenge
to whom?
in a non-title match to I hate saying it, Suicide or Manic, whatever you want to call him, but it was actually Crazy Steve under the hood.
Fuck Crazy Steve.
He's a bitch.
That motherfucker. He's crazy and he's legally blind.
Yeah, yeah. Now he has alter egos as well. So yeah, that the C Stars, who I believe Tony, you've seen one of them on, or one of them's been on NWA Power, right?
Yes, Ashley Vox.
Ashley Vox and Delmi EXO, I think I'm saying that right. They lost to Tasha Steele and Kiera Hogan, who apparently may have surged as the front runners for this thing.
Really?
Tasha Steele is also NWA.
Former.
She was in NWA Power as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah, fun show. Again, I mean, Falaba fought, but it wasn't a fight. Oh, Daivari. And it wasn't even a fight because our boy EY and Joe Doering came out and beat the crap out of him. So
nice.
And so that story continues of them being badasses and not caring about anything on the show. I think it's like the third week in a row that they've done this, or second. So.
Did they reveal who Jordan Grace's partner was?
Yes, they did. Jazz. Ooh. ECW legend.
Oh, didn't she just retire?
Yes.
Oh, an ECW legend retiring and then coming back to wrestle?
I mean, you could say that about any wrestler. Come on.
Exactly.
Undertaker. When Undertaker's done doing those fucking $1,000 cameos, he'll be fucking wrestling again.
Oh, of course. But I mean, the shoe just fit for that particular line.
Have you watched any of the Undertaker's cameos?
I have. They're fucking awesome.
See the one where he wished the old lady a happy 91st birthday?
Yep, nothing more morbid than the guy named The Undertaker wishing you a happy 91st birthday.
And then he was saying if people don't like it, he's going to make them all rest in peace. And I was waiting for the obvious, like, I'm coming for you soon, Granny. I am morbid.
And that Killer Kelly, who for some reason I thought was Kelly Klein until I saw her. But it's not. She's in the tag team tournament with Renee Michelle, and she lost to Kimberly.
So what's Kelly Klein been up to these days?
Nothing.
I don't know. I really thought, at first I thought it was her. Then I saw her, and I'm like, nope, they don't look anything alike.
Would you like to hear an Undertaker cameo?
Yes. Please. Yes. 100%.
Hello, Sebastian. It's the Undertaker. Your mom reached out to me. She told me you started a new school this year. In fact, she also said that you were quite the baseball player. So, from the Undertaker to you, Sebastian, I want to wish you the most merry of all Christmases. Your mom loves you very much.
Your mom.
And the Undertaker? Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without a rest in peace.
What do you mean it wouldn't be Christmas without a rest in peace?
Can we isolate him saying your mom?
Hello, Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, your mom reached out to me?
Or just your mom.
I got another one.
Your mom.
See, why couldn't he say, like, I always said this, like rest in peace, goodwill towards men, or something like that. Like, Christmas it up a little bit. But it was so confusing. Was he saying have a first great day of school or happy or Merry Christmas? What was the...
I heard you're a good baseball player.
Yeah.
Here, how about this one?
All elite Scooby-Doo. That's how I'm going to address you. Well, all elite Scooby-Doo. Congratulations on getting married. You did the right thing. In March of next year, your days as a single man will soon rest.
Oh my God.
In peace.
Well, I'll start doing budget Undertaker cameos for like $10. Anybody
Holy
want to see
shit.
A cameo from the Undertaker?
$1,000.
Yeah. And apparently he rattled all these off while he was at the performance or the Amway Center, whatever, for the 30 years of Undertaker thing. Those were all backstage, either before or after the fact.
Elite Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Could you imagine he was doing cameos like in the pool at his house, and he's like, hey, it's the Undertaker chilling at poolside.
We've got some work to do now.
God bless the Undertaker.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Can we
Where
get,
are you?
Can we get a G-note together and have the Undertaker wish us something?
Yeah. No.
Don't no. get your wife's name tattooed on your neck. Oh.
Kevin, you have flooding in your basement. I hope you have an oar. Or you'll rest in peace.
Jesus criminy. I saw that
Matt.
I saw Ken Shamrock punch D'Lo Brown right in his grill.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Undertaker.
You have too much food left over from Thanksgiving. I want to congratulate you on that. Rhiannon said for you to go upstairs to the bed and rest in peace.
God, man, what?
Tony! Your wife wanted me to tell you that she said she enjoyed the cookies your son made at his first day of school while playing baseball on Christmas. That you shove Hershey's chocolate bars in dough and then you serve them to people as cookies. Well, what does it say? T-Dunk? Well, Mr. Dunk, we hope that your cookies crumble and they rest in pieces.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Does the Undertaker feel like doing a cameo for anyone in the Facebook chat?
Who's in the Facebook chat?
I'm sure Kate the Great is in the Facebook chat.
Ah, Kate the Great. I hope. Oh, wait, hold on. Matt wanted me to reach out to let me know that you guys are not dating. And he said that he does, however, enjoy the face painting. So while you are not dating, he's still very encouraging about your warhorse cosplay. So, Kate, from one dark horse to one war horse, we hope that you get put out behind the barn and your glue goes on to help others, but you rest in peace.
Unbelievable. The amount of money. I just want you, if you're listening to this, just know me and Tony and Kevin put together, what's that, four cameo reads for The Undertaker? We are 4/10 of a way to spending 10 G's on cameos for you, the listeners, from The Undertaker. Unbelievable. I can't believe
rest
it.
Rest in peace.
We are doing God's work over here at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Anything else of note from Impact?
I don't know. We're good.
We're good?
Yeah. And
I saw Ethan Page as he came in contact with somebody who's got the COVID, so he's done for the year. I'm sure this won't affect the tapings, but he said on the Instagram that it's a wrap for his 2020.
That stinks.
I mean, it helps.
He's a guy that I'm just starting to like he's turned on me.
He's turned on you.
Oh yeah. Oh,
God dang.
Big Ethan guy. Big Ethan guy. I mean, I was always a North guy, but Ethan as a solo, big Ethan guy.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, I guess all this is taped up until the pay per view.
Turning Point.
No, Hard to Kill, I think, is the next.
January.
Johnny Bravo is hard to kill.
He is. He's still alive. Lawrence shot him.
The first Saturday, I think, in January is Hard to Kill. Or whenever they held their pay-per-views. January 3rd, I want to say.
So on tomorrow night's edition of Impact, or Tuesday night's edition, depending on when you are listening to this, Jordan Grace, and Jazz, they're going to take on Killer Kelly and Renee Michelle in the first round. Also, X-Division champion Rohit defends against Crazy Steve. Motor City Machine Guns are back, and they're taking on Double XL. Who shows up? Larry D or Lawrence?
I don't know, but that's part of their three-stage plan to get to Triple X, take them out, then take out the North, and then get to the Good Brothers.
Ooh.
So they're on a mission.
And then Chris Bay and Willie Mack going to tangle tomorrow night on Impact. Sad news from the Impact camp. Bob Ryder passed away Friday.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot about that.
From his he'd battled with cancer for years. So what I had heard was he was given a short amount of time to live when they found the cancer, and he outlived that prognosis.
And continued to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
I didn't know Bob Ryder super well, but I did write for when he had One Wrestling. I wrote a couple columns for him and Dave Scherer. So he was always super cool with me. And dude, come on, like WCW Live. Do you guys remember that? Matt, do you remember WCW Live?
Bob Ryder was a pioneer, man. He goes back to like the early days, like the infancy of like the internet, like Prodigy chats and all that shit.
Well, that's what happened. Like him and I think Jeremy Borash, they may have flip-flopped. They hosted like, I don't remember if it was weekly or daily. I don't remember, but I would listen to whenever it was, I would listen to it religiously and always try to call in. It was like the first. It had to have been before Bite This, but I'm not sure. But that's what I got to ask Bret Hart a question on WCW Live, and Bob Ryder was the host of that. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was shortly after the Radicals left for WWE. And while this question doesn't age well, I asked Bret Hart, has your relationship with Chris Benoit changed now that he's gone to WWE? So his answer was, he was like, believe it or not, me and Chris weren't that close.
Ooh.
Like we were fine, but like, you know, we never, I mean, given both their personalities, that's not a super surprising answer. I'm sure later on, you know, before whatever, they got close, but like, he's like, you know, I never really talked to Chris while I was there. So it was what it was. So yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. That was on WCW Live, which was started by Bob Ryder. So RIP Bob Ryder.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Heard mixed stuff about him as like a talent exec. He also founded TNA, by the way. Let's not get that twisted with him and Jerry Jarrett.
Well, they were all on a boat together and they all kind of came up with it, him and the Jarretts, no?
Yeah, something to that effect. But he's definitely a co-founder of that company.
Rest in peace to Bob Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
Other sad news this week. The career of Danny Havoc has come to an end.
Jimmy Rave?
Jimmy Rave? Yeah, why did I say Danny Havoc? Why did I mix those two
Danny
up?
Havoc's been dead for a while, right?
That was Jesus. Fucking terrible. I suck. I'll see you later.
God, no, Tony.
I'll see you later.
I mean, the way I responded was equally as bad, but I didn't mean any malice by that. And I'm sure Tony didn't either.
I didn't either. I don't know how the fuck I got it mixed up, but yeah. Fucking bad news for Jimmy Rave.
What exactly did he get an infection from wrestling? And then that's why he had to amputate the arm?
I don't think they got into detail about that. Have you?
He did. I think he
talked about that he had an infection and he didn't get it taken care of.
Okay, so we don't know what the infection was from. Okay.
Although he did put it out there where, like, if you wanted to ask him about it, you know, feel free to DM him or whatever. But I don't know if anything was ever, you know, put out there.
Well, I think you know what it was? I think I saw a retweet from somebody. It may have been Alex Shelley, actually. He's like, the guy literally gave his body for the business. So that's why I kind of assume that it may have happened in the ring. So, like, you know, when people say that, like when they get hurt in the ring.
Yeah.
They use that expression. He literally did this. So that's why I just assumed. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'll own it. I'll retract it next week.
Sorry, Matt, since I screwed up the story enough, do you have anything else to add to this?
No, it's a terrible. It sucks. Just go and get your fucking shit checked out, man. That's the same way. Fuck. What's his nuts died? The MMA fighter. Oh,
it was like a
Kevin Randleman.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't feeling good, and he wouldn't go to the doctor. And by the time he went, it was too late, and he ended up passing. Like, look, man, this is now more than ever. If you don't fucking feel good, man, you got to go get that shit checked out. As we get older, Tony knows, he's like 76.
That's right.
Yep.
Look, you fucking sneeze twice in a row, Tony's got to go to the doctor because he could be fucking shitting his pants next and he'll be dead in 20 minutes. So
that would be a shame.
Don't fuck you. You and me both, buddy. I'd be tore up. It'd be awful. How would we have a video aspect to this show without you? I don't know what we would do. But no, it's fucking
USB microphones.
It's terrible. You know, don't fuck around. Get your shit checked out, man. I know everyone in the wrestling business thinks they're, you know, then most of them probably are tough guys, but don't fuck with your body, man. That's how you make your money. Go get that shit taken care of. This is such a sad story.
I think it's more, and it goes beyond wrestling. And you're right, it's a sad story. But I think everyone, and I know I can speak for this person, is like, you're just afraid. You're just afraid to go. And I know it's silly, and to even say it sounds silly, but I mean, that's how I felt for a long time. Like, okay. I haven't been.
But I think for a lot of these guys, it's kind of like, well, I've worked through like a sore arm, or I worked through like, you know, like a bum knee, like, you know, it's probably nothing. I could just work through it. And that's a bad mindset to get in. Like, I agree with you 100%. Like, sometimes you don't want to hear bad news, especially in that profession. But a lot of times, like in sports, you know, work through it. You're hurt, fucking power through. You know, it sucks.
It's like, it's one way or the other. It's either I'm paranoid that I have everything wrong with me, or like, it's just like, oh, it's probably just that. It's like, it depends on what mood I'm in that day. It's like, either I'm super paranoid that every single thing is wrong with me, or I'm just like, oh, no, it's nothing.
Did we talk about Melissa Coates, the super genie? She also had an amputation, her left leg, two weeks ago. She had been sick for a while, and they wound up having to take her leg.
Yeah, that sickness is called being with Sabu, so that'll
look.
Get you.
I understand that, and I know the obvious because you think Sabu's a piece of shit human.
No. There's no thing. He is a piece of shit. I'm just gonna put that out there.
But you don't have any kind of like.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, look, it's terrible for her. I can't be mad. I can't be like, oh, glad she lost a leg because she's with Sabu. No, it's fucking awful. Awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
Let's take a look and see what they're
terrible. Tons of shoes. She's got tons of shoes, though. If you want a shoe, fucking go right on your Facebook swap meet or whatever, the group. Tons of shoes.
Like, she's like Ray Charles singing about Diet Pepsi. You got the right one, baby.
Yeah, she's got a ton of shoes. And if you can donate to her GoFundMe, I think Scott D'Amore was matching it dollar for dollar.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool as hell.
But no, it sucks. It's awful. Take care of yourself, people. What are you doing? It's terrible. I don't know what to do. Yes, I don't like Sabu. He's a piece of shit. Not as much as Jacques Rougeau, because he's even a bigger piece of shit.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Well, what? Did he ever get back to you?
No, he never got back to me. You know who got back to me? Sinbodhi. He said, sorry for seeing this so late. The pug, Alex Porteau, got back to me.
I heard back from Smiley.
I heard back from Pat Tanaka.
We got a hell of a lineup for the fucking 2021, don't we?
I've heard back from nobody.
Yeah. Nobody. Just flying in under the radar. I felt like I heard back from somebody else, too.
Maybe.
Bobby Pope.
Oh, fucking our boy Miko is dying to come back on. He was making graphics for his next appearance.
Graphics? How about he gets his fucking Zoom to work?
Hey, look. He's from across the pond in Finland. I don't know what their internet connection is.
He was in fucking Portland, Oregon.
He is, but maybe he's not used to having good internet here. Maybe usually in Finland, he has to go to the rooftop of his house and fucking point into the northwest sky with his iPhone in his hand to try to catch a signal. I don't know.
You want to get Miko back on? See what he's doing. Give him a ring.
I'm not calling him now.
Why? Oh, boy. Why? You don't want to talk to Miko? You were so jacked up about Miko last week. We had to cut him off, and that was a great interview. He was giving us awesome insight on Ludwig Borga.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what you want me to say. Like,
big star.
Why don't you call Pat Tanaka?
I mean, I can try and set it up right. It took him a couple days to get back to me. I can try and set it up. And here's my problem with Alex Pug Porteau. I was like, oh, we'd love to get you on. He was like, cool. And I was like, thanks, man. He was like, cool. So I don't know if I'm being controlled or what the story is.
You sure it's really Alex Porteau?
Who wants to? Come on. You're going to create a fucking fake Alex Porteau Facebook account?
Hey, man, you don't know what's out there. You might be trying to troll folks like us, just trying to get an interview with the guy. And look what happens.
Dude. You got to be like a mega uber wrestling fan to know who Alex the Pug Porteau is.
Kev, do you need a staff? Do we need Moses to part the Red Sea? Are you doing all right?
I don't know. It should be fine.
You need King Moke to come over there and fucking dry everything up because he sucks?
No, I got a shock vac. Right, that's what it's called, right?
King Mo fucking sucks. I'm just going to say
it. We know! Enough! Jeez.
Oh, God. He was on fucking MLW this week talking shit about fucking Low-Key shouldn't be in the tournament. I get it.
Well, he beat Low-Key last time when MLW was still in business.
First of all, he didn't fucking beat him clean. There were shenanigans. I was there for that fucking marathon TV taping. All right? King Mo sucks shit through a fucking straw. He's trash goblin, all right? You want to go in the real world? You want to fight Bellator? Go ahead. You're good at that. In the wrestling world, you're a trash goblin. Low-Key will stomp on your head, smush it like a grape. And then this fucking jackwagon Dan Lambert's in his fucking pickup truck. He had to pull over. He was so enraged about the seedings of the tournament. You know what? You suck too, Dan Lambert. Get out of pro wrestling.
Hot takes.
I don't like fucking American's top team. You got fucking Tom Lawler wearing his fucking Daisy Dukes. Looking like he fucking was the Lost Dukes of Hazzard girl. Dominic Guarini, what is he doing? Is he channeling Brian Cobb or what? Homeboy had the fucking gi on. He had the flip-flops with those. He looked like a hot wreck. Fucking Tom Lawler sucks too.
You don't like Tom Lawler's theme music?
I will kill you, Tom Lawler. How do you like them apples? I couldn't even focus on his match because of his fucking what was he wearing?
Yeah, he had some fucking short shorts on, dude. He was channeling Daisy Duke.
Holy shit.
You know what? I enjoyed his match with Rocky. I thought they had a good match.
It was a great match. Like trying to sell it on commentary that he wore the Daisy Dukes to get into the Rocky Romero's head.
He was trying the mind games. They weren't working too well until he started going back to his power moves. So good for him. I thought it was a great match.
It was good. They told a great story. Rocky can't do the MMA fighting with Tom Lawler. I'll give Tom Lawler his due. He's a fucking MMA fighter. I can't believe he's a former world champion. It's mind-blowing.
You know what else was mind-blowing? We had three friends of the Shining Wizards in one match. We had TJP, seconded by Buku Dao, taking on Richard Holiday, the most marketable one.
Yeah.
That was a killer match, too. I enjoyed the shit out of that one.
I got bad.
Buku Dao is on the MLW roster.
He is. I got bad news for Richard Holiday, man. That Gino Medina is going to fuck him.
Oh, you know what?
It's coming, bro. There. You know it. Richard's going to get he's not getting past the next round, or he's getting to the finals, and Gino Medina is going to fuck him.
See, and the problem is, I know him and Hammerstone are still tight for Dynasty, but Hammerstone's moving up, bro. Hammerstone's all about Jacob Fatu right now. He wants both belts. And I still don't know who that big fucking dude is that took him out last week or 2 weeks ago.
I think it's Logan Creed.
Is it him for sure? Because I don't think they didn't say it yet.
They didn't say it. And I think in that Contra promo that Joseph Samael did, they gave him a name.
I think they did. I think you're right.
Let me see if I can pull that up somewhere over here. Fuck, Big Something, I think they said his name was.
I think you're right with that.
Hold on.
Speaking of Big, your boy Calvin Tankman made his debut. He destroyed that fucking guy, Robert Martyr. What a fucking name for a job guy, Martyr. What do you think of the Tankman?
What do I think of the Tankman?
Yeah, what'd you think? Were you impressed?
Yeah, he's a big boy. Fucking, I mean, squash match, you know? Let me see what happens here with the heavyweight hustle.
I say give him a year. You're going to see big things out of that guy. I think he's got something special.
It doesn't say. Because they went over. Hammerstone was on the phone. He's got a hyperflexion of the neck and transverse myelitis, which is swelling of the spinal cord.
Yeah, my wife saw that. She's like, yeah, that's nothing.
But then the Contra thing interrupted him, and we didn't get it doesn't have it on here.
Well, Hammerstone said, these injuries aren't even going to keep me out of the gym, let alone the ring. So fuck Dr. Nelson Swegler. He's getting right back into it.
That's right. 80%.
Calling Fatu out.
80% of the Hammerman is better than anyone in Contra at 100%.
There you go.
Selena interrupted Rich Puccini and Jared Saint, whatever his name is.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
And she's contractually obligated to executively produce an episode of Fusion on January 6th. Yes. We saw Leo Rush. It looks like he's going to take on Myron Reed at the December 23rd show.
That's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I could do without the Leo Rush, the rapper thing, whatever that fucking nonsense is.
They might do it for a couple of weeks and then just sort of push it to the background.
No, Mike, that's his thing. When he was looking to do podcasts, it was to promote his new album.
Oh, is that why he was looking for
Well, he was looking for a payday because he just got released from the WWE.
Yeah. Greatest part of the episode, the Von Erich family in Hawaii for Thanksgiving. I showed the footage to my wife. I said, yo, my boys told me right there, we go back to Hawaii, we're hanging out with the Von Erichs.
What are you getting, mofongo? What are you eating?
Loco Moco. I told him I'll buy a round for the whole family when I get out there.
Loco Moco.
Some good shit, man. Good shit. Next week, MLW will wrap it up. Opera Cup continues. ACH versus the Laredo Kid. And Davey Boy Smith Jr. takes on Loki. That's going to be a good match.
Last year's Opera Cup winner, Davey Boy Smith Jr. This is a rematch of last year's quarterfinals, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because then in the final, he took on Pillman.
Yes. Yes, he did.
So what do you think? You think Loki's going to go over on this one, or you think it's going to be some top team shenanigans? I mean, Davey Boy Smith can't win 2 years in a row, right? He's got to get eliminated sometime.
It's a great... So whoever wins Davey Boy Smith Loki faces off against Holiday, and whoever wins ACH Laredo Kid gets Tommy Lawler.
Yes. Tommy.
Yeah.
First of all, faces.
Yeah. Jeez, I don't know. I feel like it's destined for shit, man.
I think Lawler pulls this one out.
Do we get a Tom Lawler low key finals, and that's where America Top Team gets involved?
You know what? That might be what we do, and then Gino Medino fucking knocks out Holiday in this next round.
Yeah, and if my memory serves me correct, didn't Tom Lawler beat low key for the MLW Heavyweight Championship back in the day?
Sure did. Unless they're reestablishing Loki and they give it to him, which I wouldn't hate that at all.
I mean, the story that they're trying to tell with America's Top Team and King Mo, and if you remember, that was the stable that beat down Loki in Philadelphia.
Yep. Von Erichs. The Von Erichs were out there too, weren't they?
They were. That kind of makes sense.
So there you go.
I wouldn't be mad with that.
No. I kind of like the direction MLW is moving in. I'm digging it.
Yeah, a lot of spoons in the porridge. You know what I don't like?
What?
The sound that the ring makes sounds very, it's very distorted.
You think so?
I felt like it did. This week. Something that MLW does that I think Impact could do, that background noise that MLW has where it's just like people talking and clapping, like I think, man, I can't watch Impact because that the silence fucking white takes me out of it, man.
Yeah. No, I'll have to check it out. I'll have to check it out, like the ring noise.
I don't know why. That caught me off guard today when I was watching. It's something that I was like, oh, man, this is weird.
But I'm digging it. I'm also, dude, Myron Reed, Leo Rush. Myron Reed looked like fire against Pillman, dude. Like, he never lost a step. It was unbelievable how fluid he was moving.
And it's crazy because we haven't even scratched the surface with the MLW. You know, this is just, you haven't seen Jordan Oliver wrestle yet. There's tons of new guys they're bringing in. Paro, they're bringing in. Logan Creed is there, or he might be in Contra Unit. We still haven't seen Jacob Fatu since his title defense against Davey Boy Smith Jr. In the restart. The rest of Contra, Simon Gotch, Joseph Samael. What's in line for the tag team division when the Von Erichs come back? So
we don't know what happened to Shima. He's still in a body bag for all we know.
Shima. I forgot that was February.
Yeah. It was that, dude, 2020 is almost over. We've got 1 month to go.
It's fucking sick. Crazy. It's crazy. I'll tell you what, if you're enjoying the MLW restart, and it's crazy that we've, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, like we're doing a two-hour plus podcast and we're talking very little WWE, and it's because, not that the product is bad, it's just not appealing to us, but there's so much good stuff out there. If you can find an hour to watch Ring of Honor, dude, their TV's off the fucking chains, Tony. Everything, and I watched it again today. Before every match, it seems like there's like an introduction package of each wrestler. So
yeah, I remember you were chatting that up in the Discord about that. That sounds like a great way to get these guys like reestablished and re-recognized.
It's unbelievable. They did one today. Today's show had Josh Woods against Jay Lethal in a ROH Pure Rules match. And then Brody King and Shane Taylor was your TV main event. Man, they give you the Josh Woods thing, that you get his background, why he is like a pure, why he fits in the ROH pure title tournament, why he fits in the picture. He's an amateur wrestler, this, that, and the other. Like, boom, you're invested in him. Jay Lethal comes out. He said LSG lost the last match because he didn't do it like a professional wrestler. He didn't wrestle like a pro wrestler. That's why I beat him. Like, fucking awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And fucking Josh Woods beat Jay Lethal in like 13 minutes and change. He fucking rolled him up. It was an excellent match and an excellent story. The foundation is Jonathan Gresham, Jay Lethal, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, and Rhett Titus. But Rhett Titus has the octopus mask on. And they want him to take it off. And Hot Sauce says, don't take it off because they don't respect you. So leave the mask on. Like, just fucking fantastic stuff. Jay Briscoe is going after EC3. Mark wants a tag title shot. They have that in their back pocket. If Jay is going to be focused on EC3, then Mark's going to find himself a partner. So there's that. Brody King and Shane Taylor was fucking awesome. Awesome. Brody King with a huge win. It looks like we're going to get Brody King and Rush, hopefully, at Final Battle.
Roosh.
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 I fucking loved it. I love it. Next week, there was a segment with Taven and Bennett. Next week, Michael Bennett returns to in-ring action. He takes on Vincent. Fucking ROH is fucking crushing it, man. Michael Bennett coming back is huge for Ring of Honor. They're just doing great stuff, man. I'm super excited about it. I'm really enjoying the product.
Not to mention that Mike Bennett is also one of the finalists for the UWN World Championship. So might still have a little crossover going on there too. And who knows, maybe they're still going to have some crossover with the NWA when they fire up. It's, you know, crazy. Like, I know Marty Scurll's not there anymore, but you never know. You know, maybe Nick Aldis shows up again to fuck with somebody else this time. So many different opportunities and so many different ways they can do things. Lots of spoons in that porridge. Hey, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you think we should take a break for a few minutes? Are you in the mood to take a break, or you want to keep rolling?
No. I got to get another drink. Kevin's dealing with whatever he's dealing with over there, so we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk some AEW. I know AAA finally announced their big card coming up in December, and that has some interesting matches on it. And then we have games.
Yes, we have games so we could play. But as we always say, Matt,
back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. The more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite, where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot, where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety, there is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Lick on the bowl.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just a little crazy.
We're going to take this time to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast over on our Patreon. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We're going to start with the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer. The king of the Shining Wizards, Mr. Manny Carrazzo. Danny and Anthony Rusinello, the AOP of the SWP. Ryan Arthur over at elementarybrewery.com. Excuse me, elementary.com. The brewery over here in Hackensack where we did our 8-year anniversary show. Check them out. They do brews to go. If you're in the northeastern part of New Jersey, go to elementary.com. Sean Toe and Sean Callejo. Brett Simonello.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Kate the Great Hensler over at OnDeckIC.com. If you have a jingle you need, if you need your product promoted properly, go over to OnDeckIC.com. Hit up Kate.
Kate is so good, she can get Orange Cassidy over. So give her your business, people.
If you tell Kate that Old Man Tony sent you, she will not take your business because she hates Old Man Tony. Matt Garifo, no relationship to the K. JG. Matt Mellinger. Christine Friesendorf. Mr. Mark Parloni. Happy birthday, Mark. Always a good time. It's funny. Mark has a birthday every week. Kenny Hossie, Mr. Scotch Drinks More. Me and Tony may do a watch along to a Choco Pro show.
Choco Pro now!
Make sure you stay tuned for that because we can talk about that after I do this. Jay Kopp, the big Kopp of Pump over at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday night here on the Rant, rantiumradio.com. And of course, the Shining Wizards Network. Check them out. They do a really good show. As much as I like to bust their balls or Phil's balls, Choppy, no one cares about him. And he might not have any balls, so Jay's the only one worth a shit. Thomas Kopps, the Mott Spock. He won the weekly Twitter giveaway.
How fucking crazy is that? Anybody can win at any time, people.
It's serious. It's so easy. You just retweet our pinned tweet, and then we do a giveaway every week. And this week, he won an Elite Stunning Steve Austin figure, plus all sorts of other goodies.
That's the one with the TV belt?
Yes, and the clipper. The yeah, right?
I should win that shit.
Michael Hammond. Mr. David Henry Bauer III, his pal Antonio Hosserman makes experimental music at harvestmanrecords.bandcamp.com. And I don't want to speak out of turn, but props to David Henry Bauer. I think he got a new job. He talks about it in the Discord, so props to you, brother. Catch up on the podcast, my man. I think he's a couple episodes behind because he hasn't been working, but now he's going to be back on the road, so...
Oh, wait until you hear the 9th anniversary show, my man.
Yeah, listen to it from the website, because Spotify is shit.
No, the feed's all good, though.
Not on Spotify.
Oh, well, anything that you can catch on the feed, like iTunes, the Stitcher, and all that, should be fine.
Matthew Birch, TJ Vegas, and last, but certainly not least, Mr. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be. William Mercier's hands. Nah, fuck that. Kevin's not here. You know what I mean? It's his gimmick. Let him fucking do it.
Yeah, but Kevin isn't here.
Kevin isn't here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we lost Kevin because he's flooding.
He's doing his Michael Phelps imitations. Backstroke, backstroke. Ooh, swimming through West Orange. Woo.
I hope not. You better make sure that sump pump is working.
Sump pump?
Sump pump.
Pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Yes.
Yikes.
That's what they use. That's what they call penny stocks.
Well, if he's not here, are we going to pick this NXT War Games thing?
I was looking at it. I don't know the stories too well. I mean, I could make picks.
I mean, I could tell you the stories.
Yeah, but I don't like when you tell me the stories because then you make me fuck up my picks.
That's so. Do you need to do fucking research?
Listen, you know New Japan Pro Wrestling backwards and forwards. But whenever I start listening to you tell stories, I fuck everything up. So I kind of want to do it on my own. Like if we're making picks tonight, I will happily make picks and I won't be like protest or duress or anything like that, but I mean, I got feelings. You know what else I got feelings about, Matt?
What's that, T-Donk?
My hairless balls. You know why I feel good about them?
Why is that, buddy?
Because I've been using my lawnmower 3.0. By the way, you know what came this week?
What's that?
My fucking nose hair trimmer, buddy.
Ah, the weed whacker.
Yes. And not only does the weed whacker do a great job trimming the nose hairs, you stick that some bitch in your ear and it carves out all the old man hairs growing in your ears. Now, look, you guys are both young fellas. You don't have this problem yet. Me? I'm looking like the fucking Indian guy at Carvel when I was 12 years old. Shit's getting thick coming out of my fucking ears. Get that fucking weed whacker in there. Yo, it sounds like the landscaper's going to town. It's like, cleans that shit up nice and even. I don't have to worry about cutting up the inside of my ear or anything. Fantastic. Body wash. We got the fucking body wash in the mail too. Me and the kid shampooing with that shit. Washing down with that? Not at the same time, dude. Relax. I can see the look on your face. Like, I take my own shower, and he takes his own shower. Thank you very much. I know you were worried about that. But, dude, 9,000 RPMs on this weed whacker. You got 7,000 RPMs on the lawnmower. How could you fucking not get into manscaping? How could you not go over to manscaped.com and save 20% and get free shipping? Promo code Wizards. How could you not, dude?
I don't know. It's a no-brainer. It's the holiday season. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. That's why the revolutionary company Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has property advanced skin-safe technology. So this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It doesn't cut your nuts. It cuts on your nuts. And it's waterproof. So if you like living that, like, extreme lifestyle and you want to take a shower in the dark, it's got a flashlight on it where you can shave your balls in the dark in the wet shower.
Wasn't that an Ozzy song, Shower in the Dark?
Shot in the Dark. And guess what? You got a crop preserver. You got the crop reviver. You got the Manscaped boxers. You got the foot duster, which is fantastic. And with Christmas just around the corner, this is the perfect gift to give the man in your life, your father, your brother, your husband. My brother's got a ton of shit around his sink in the bathroom. I just want to go in, take it all, fucking right in the garbage, and just give him the Lawnmower 3.0 Perfect Package. He gets it all right there. It smells great. Your balls look good. The ladies and the men in your life will thank you. Right? Because you're hanging out with your boys. You get together when this pandemic's over. You take your shoes off. What's that smell? It smells delicious. Yeah. It's my feet, bro. I got the duster.
Instead of when you normally take your shoes off and the fucking oxygen mask come out the top of the airplane.
Oh, God. I feel when I would go to your house after work to record a show.
I know.
It made me so uncomfortable. I didn't want to take my fucking shoes off. But now I got the foot duster. So as Tony said, go to manscaped.com. Load up that cart. Then at the checkout, in the coupon, little box, just type in Wizards. And you get 20% off and free shipping. And here at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, deck the balls, baby. This is what we're doing. It's very, very simple. We have a couple Lawnmower 3.0 Perfect Packages to give away. That gives you the trimmer. It gives you the replacement blades. It gives you the carrier. It gives you the newspaper to throw down on your bathroom floor so your ball hairs aren't all over the place. The ball reviver. The ball deodorant. It's all there. The package has a value over $100. We're giving it away for you for free. All you got to do, holiday song parody. About a minute long. Pick whatever holiday song you want. Deck the Halls, Jingle Bells, fucking...
Do the dreidel song. Do a fucking song, a Christmas song for or any holiday you choose for the holiday season.
Do fucking Christmas shoes. I don't give a shit, all right? Just make sure you mention Balls, The Shining Wizards, and Manscaped. You have till December 20th to get your entries in. We're going to play them on the show. We're going to pick a winner, and we're going to send you a free... Perfect package compliments of the Shining Wizards and manscaped.com. Just get creative. All right. Have some fun with it. You just got to mention Balls, Shining Wizards, and Manscaped. Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah, if it goes a little over a minute, we'll understand, but try to keep it to that minute range. Cause once it starts getting past that, it's like, ugh. Wizardspodcast@gmail.com. Send all your entries there. You've got 3 weeks. Well, 3 weeks from today. You got plenty of time. And get creative. Can you get an instrumental in the background? Go for it. You got bells that you can jingle while you're singing or anything like that? Go for it. Fuck, send us a video of you singing. You want to put together a video of it? Fucking do it. More entertainment for us, and the better your chances of winning.
That's one less Christmas gift you need to worry about. Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself. Fuck it. Fuck everybody.
And again, look, maybe you're not comfortable buying your dad some ball wipes. Get him the fucking body wash.
Get him the cologne. Dude, the body wash is fantastic.
It doesn't look, Manscaped is all about the balls. We know that. But you don't have to go, you don't have to be ball centric, okay? You can get the weed whacker for the nose and the hairs coming out of your ears, okay? You can get the foot duster. You can get the body wash, the cologne,
the wipes.
The wipes. You feel
not so fresh. You're good to go.
Perfect stocking stuffers, 20% off. Use the code
Wizards. Cologne too, dude. Cologne. Little. Yo, bitches, you be beating them off with a stick.
You be beating them bitches off with a stick. I think we lost Kevin, Tony.
Yeah, Kevin's gone, folks. Let's say a little prayer for Kevin. Let's give Kevin a little purification. Hopefully that purifies Kevin's basement and he no longer has a problem and he can join back with us.
You've really, like, we do a great job at getting guests on the show, but sometimes just a guest comes along that I can't fucking stand. So Francis Wright is on the list, and the Icon, who is atrocious. I don't even know if the dude wrestles, because I couldn't find his clips anywhere. So,
how dare you? I found plenty of stuff on the Icon.
What was it on, 4chan?
X-Hamster.
What's an X-Hamster? I don't even want to know about no X-Hamster.
Xhamster.com, folks. They're not a plug. They're not a sponsor of the show, but...
Yeah, that's it. But
No, I'm catching up on the Facebook. We got a our crowd is kind of getting sleepy now. That's okay. We move along. What else we want to talk about? What else we got to talk about? What else is in the hopper?
Winter is coming, Tony.
We're talking about balls again?
No, we're talking about arguably the biggest show in AEW Dynamite history this Wednesday. We got a stacked show.
Okay.
We got our Diamond Dynamite Battle Royal.
Okay.
All right. We got.
The winner gets the diamond.
What?
Does the winner get the diamond, or is it down to the final two then have a match?
I believe the winner gets the diamond ring.
Okay. So now does MJF have to give his back, or he keeps that and then?
No, I think he keeps it. It's like a Battle Bowl ring. You always have it.
So there's going to be two diamond dozen rings or whatever you want to call them.
Diamond Dynamite. Yes, I believe so.
There you go. Is DDP going to present it to the winner?
It does not say.
Ooh.
MJF is in the Battle Royal, though, as is Wardlow, Hangman Page, Sammy Guevara, John Silver, Alec Reynolds, Private Party, Matt Sydal, Scorpio Sky, Sean Spears, Orange Cassidy, Miro, and Kip Sabian.
So who you got?
I think it comes down to Sammy and MJF, and I think MJF gets tossed on his rear, and Sammy wins to further... build the tension in the inner circle, which eventually leads to a Sammy face turn.
It sounds like a good call to me.
You also have your TNT champion, Darby Allin, teaming with Cody Rhodes to take on Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs.
I got a problem with Powerhouse Hobbs.
What's your problem with Powerhouse Hobbs?
Powerhouse Hobbs, great name. I like that it's with Team Taz. It's going to be awesome for him, like put him and Cage together. You know what I'm saying? Two big slabs of beef. However, why have you been hyping him up in such a babyface role only to have him go with Taz after only having, what, one match? It kind of doesn't make sense. I mean, the whole backstory is like, you know, him and his brother wanted to be wrestlers and his brother was shot and killed and he does this for his brother because, you know, it's all about his family and he wants to, you know, do right and honor his memory and whatnot. And then he fucking becomes a heel already? It's like, I don't know, man. You pissed away all this goodwill that you're bringing up with Willie Hobbs. Don't get me wrong. Powerhouse Hobbs, it's going to be a great gimmick. The fucking start to it, though, is just like I'm scratching my head. Like, why would you go into all this backstory hyping him up as a good guy already? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the reaction that he got when he debuted on Dark and he was throwing spine busters like Arn Anderson. I don't know if they had this in mind for him. And then don't forget, there was that big feud they were going to do with him teaming up with Darby and Moxley against Archer and Team Taz, but then Archer got COVID. So that kind of changed things around. And then at the end of the day, Tony, why does anyone ever do it?
For the money, brother.
Exactly. That's why Tatanka turned his back on Lex Luger.
Tatanka, what a dick.
Right.
And then he went up on the fucking job squad, the $1 million corporation.
So, no, I see your point. I get it. But, you know, why not make another bad guy for the good guys to slay? I don't mind it. I'm not against it. I think him being in Team Taz is going to cause a riff, and then that's going to fracture that group as well.
So, continuing with the heel face, I don't know what they're thinking. So the Young Bucks are faces again now? Is that what happened? Like, are they lovable guys now? They're sticking up for top flight and all this and that?
I think that Young Bucks were always lovable guys.
They were dicks, dude. Why were they super kicking fucking Alex Marvez and Tony Schiavone and all these other fucking jackaloons?
Because I think they needed to the story they were trying to tell was that they need to go to this more serious place for that tag match with FTR.
So they super kicked Tony Schiavone.
You know, you gotta get focused. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if I dig that so much. I don't understand it. Like, it's
the problem is.
I get it. Spoons in the porridge make things a little different, you know, like they can go in all these different directions and everything's tied together. We got to focus at least a few things, don't we? You know what I'm saying? And where's Brody Lee? Where is Brody Lee? Where has he been? Is he out hurt? Is he sick? Like, is he quarantined? Like, what's going on with him?
I think he did have a knee injury.
Okay. So like, I don't know. It's just weird that the, it's weird trying to focus, like, without him, the Dark Order seems to be getting more and more out of control, don't you think?
Maybe that's the point.
Oh, so he's going to come back and just start dropping F-bombs again, isn't he?
On being the Elite? Probably.
Oh, like hundreds of them.
Oh, have you listened to the show?
No, I get it. And look, I'm all for the fucks and shits and farts and turds and all that other stuff, but it just seemed like every other... Dude, Sue was there. And he's dropping F-bombs in front of Sue. It's like, come on, dude.
You think Sue's a fucking saint?
No, I'm not saying she is, but it's somebody's mother and she's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like weird.
It's weird.
So do you think Hangman's going to wind up in the Dark Order?
I don't know.
Played
man.
It up again on Being the Elite this week.
I know they did. You want to do the one chip challenge?
I'm down. I'll do that.
I'm down.
I'm not doing Burner Bliss again. Fuck that nonsense. Although I did hear, I want to say it was the Voice of Reason.
Yes.
Said he's down to do anything. So.
Yes. He also suggested we do the hot chip on the Wednesday night show, but a couple people are not interested in that. So maybe we can get the doctor over here because we know Kevin's not doing no hot chip. He doesn't do anything.
You know what really pisses me off about the fucking Burner Bliss? You and Burke were here that night. You had one. Burke had two, and neither one of you fucking popped a hot one.
That's the luck of the draw, bro.
I know, but it's still in the fridge. They're probably no good by now.
Don't forget, too, I've also been on the burn part, okay?
I know. I was there with you.
All right, and I've been on the Bean Boozle end several times.
I still have some. You know, my kid actually gets sick from the Bean Boozle. Like, he gets fucking nauseous eating.
Well, some of those are fucking gross.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're hysterical. I'll do them every time.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
But some of them are fucking gross.
Did we get together when I had the hot beef jerky?
I don't know.
Did we hot beef jerky together on the show?
Maybe.
It was pretty bad too. That shit was fucking
I think
rare.
We did, and I don't think it was that bad.
No, it wasn't as bad compared to Burner Bliss, but it was one of those things where it's like I don't even want to eat the bag anymore. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. VOR wants to do a hot chip challenge, and maybe, and because I don't know how to set up the video feed for Wednesday night, maybe a Monday night show would be more feasible. Or if you could type out, like a child, how to set up the feed, a video feed, then maybe I'd figure it out. But I would do the one chip challenge. Being the Elite was hysterical.
Yeah, and it was a very short episode this week, dude. I get the BET championship. I understand.
The mustard thing.
I fucking sat there. It was like, what, 5 minutes of the episode? It's like, I couldn't imagine being there live, sitting through this nonsense.
It did go on for a little bit.
It really fucking did.
It did.
Really.
There wasn't much else to take out of BTE, though.
No.
Wardrobe change.
And location change.
Yeah.
Kev, we doing all right, brother? Guess not.
All righty then. I like the stuff with Anna Jay and John Silver. The Kazarian stuff makes me laugh all day. And the Matt Hardy stuff is so fucking ridiculous.
Who came up to Kazarian?
Marco Stunt.
And what did he say back to Marco Stunt?
He was like, oh, God, I tweeted it today, too. He was like, have you gone and fucked yourself today? Or that something like it. That.
Yeah, because he goes, have you gone to your rehab or whatever?
No, have you gotten to anger management yet?
Have you gone and fucked yourself today?
Good stuff with the fucking girls picking up the panda. Hysterical.
Funny stuff.
Funny stuff indeed. But Dynamite's going to be a fucking banger this week, bro. Kenny and Moxley for that world title. Oh, and Britt Baker and Layla Hirsch, which I'm excited. I like Layla Hirsch, bro. And Abaddon and Sheeta. Abaddon's sexy.
Is it?
What?
Abaddon is sexy?
Hell, have you seen Abaddon without the makeup on?
Okay. Yes. The person playing Abaddon, quite. Abaddon.
Teach. Hey, don't judge. All right.
I will judge. That's what I do.
Bro,
that's
you think all fucking. I do. Hold on. Don't judge me because my girl's got like a zombie face and you're over here falling in love with Cyclops Dixie Chuck Carter.
Listen, sweet Dixie.
Yeah, sweet Dixie with her fucking one eye.
She's a Southern Belle. She's got Shawn Michaels disease. What can I do?
I don't know. Pick a girl who doesn't have Shawn Michaels disease.
They're hard to come by, especially one.
No, they're not. It's not hard to find a girl whose eyes aren't fucking trying to turn into one.
To become one.
Yeah, it's not every fucking girl. Her eyes don't have to be a Spice Girl song, okay?
But Abaddon's got two different color eyes, dude. Come on.
It's okay.
She spend all night fucking poking herself in one eye and like cutting the other one up with a blade. Like
I don't know what she does in her space. I barely know the girl. I got to get to know her.
You're all fucking drooling all over her. Jeez Louise.
Nobody's drooling all over her. Will you? Really?
Yeah, really.
I don't like your attitude. And Jericho and Kazarian Wednesday night, which is going to be a banger.
Sure.
Here's my only AEW complaint.
Okay, here we go.
Just in time.
AEW Dark last week was almost 3 hours long. This
week,
what
the fuck, dude?
Dude, this week, 17 matches.
Why? Why?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Is Janela on that show?
Yes.
Okay, is Sunny Kiss on the show?
Yes. They're a tag team.
No, I get it. But at least they're kind of keeping these people on doing something. But still, dude, 17 fucking matches.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's more than a lot. That's like an old WWF taping at the fucking Hershey, Pennsylvania, or up in Glens Falls, New York at the Civic Center. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I mean, a lot of these get, they got to work, but
it's insane.
But here's the thing too. It's also a YouTube show. So it's not like, you necessarily have to watch it all in one sitting. You could stop and start it.
Yeah, but
we got a lot of friends on this show. Kyle the Beast is taking on Sean Spears. Sean Donovan and VSK are wrestling the Shitty Gun Club. Bro, Billy Gunn's great. Austin, Colton sucks.
Yeah, well,
I didn't even know there were three of them.
Yeah, see, that's how good they are, Kevin. Colton.
I thought it was just him and one kid. Like,
no, he's got both. Colton.
Colton?
Only one has been on TV regularly.
No, Colton has been on Dark a couple times now.
Not getting any better, huh?
Colton?
Yeah.
Bobby Wayward is teaming with George South Jr. against the Acclaimed. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Which, of course, is Anthony Bowens and Max Caster.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison. They have a tag match. Danny Limelight taking on Brandon Cutler? Come on. You guys are fucking jumping out of your chairs over there. I know. It's dark.
Fine,
it's a lot.
Dude,
it's
17
a lot.
Of them. Come on,
man. I know. It's a lot. A lot. But if you want to check it out, it's
there. So your show on fucking Wednesday is going to be 4 hours long this week.
No, we don't go deep in the dark. There's only a couple bits and pieces you take away from AEW Dark. The Brandon Cutler's on a winning streak. Peter Avalon finally got a win. They furthered the Lance Archer thing where he comes out and just beats the shit out of people. The Acclaimed gets another win, so they're building wins for these lesser tag teams. Griff Garrison and Brian Pillman Jr. look like they're going to get a win, so they'll establish themselves as a tag team. So there's a lot of moving parts on AEW Dark. Kevin, welcome back, bud. You doing okay over there?
Yeah, we're surviving.
All right.
Sometimes you just got to let the water run its course.
Yeah, buddy. Do you want to do Kevin? Do you want to do?
Yes, I want to do Kevin. Kevin, take your draw.
Get in line.
First, Kevin, you missed some conversations about AEW. Anything you'd like to chime in on?
I left all my notes in the other room.
All good. So, no worries.
No.
Do we want to pick NXT War Games? Do we want to do top five list? Do we want to do games?
I'd like to do top five list and games, but again, top five is in the other room, which I can go grab, no problem. But do we know who a fourth team member is yet?
Yes, TBD.
No, it's going to be fucking Io Shirai.
All right.
That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's going to be Io Shirai.
I mean, you guys can do picks. I'm gonna simmer on them. Unless you guys really want to do picks.
I'm either way. I can jump into games. I got games ready.
We can definitely do top five, though. I'll go
get your top five. We'll do picks off the air as we approach Sunday. How's that sound?
He's already gone.
He's getting up. He's going to get his top five list. I've been very behind on New Japan, so I'm not even going to act like I know what's going on. I have a lot to catch up on, the best of the Super Juniors and the World Tag League, so I don't have any news there.
That's a lot of shit going on at once, though.
Yeah, but I like that, man. I like that. And English commentary, outside of the first night where they did all the matches, I think they're just doing them now separate. One night's best of the Super Junior, one night's World Tag League. So I got to find time to catch up, and I'll find time this week for sure. They got me down at a different location for work where it hasn't been as busy. Friday night I was there for 5 hours and I almost finished the Hornswoggle book. So,
wow, really?
Yeah.
I would make another short joke, but it wouldn't
be a lot
of
time. A lot of time. So that's that. Yeah. Are you ready for the holidays, T-Donk?
Sort of. You know what I did? I ordered some goodies from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I ordered myself a shoe fly pie, and I ordered myself some whoopie pies, and they're coming Friday. That's some good shit. You ever have a shoe fly pie?
No.
It's kind of like made out of like brown sugar and molasses, and you think like brown sugar and molasses. Yo, I don't know what else they put in that shit, but it's tasty. We had it for the first time 2 years ago when we were out in Lancaster. And nobody around here makes it. It's like, even like all the pie places, like in New York City, you figure, somebody's going to make a shoe fly pie. Nope. Even the Amish people like outside the area don't even make a shoe fly pie around here. You got to go out to Pennsylvania to get it. So Gold Belly's had a 20% off deal for anything and everything. So I jumped on that shit. So I got a lot of that shit coming. I might even pull the trigger on some more of that Chicago deep dish pizza that you made fun of me for. Because that was some good stuff. And I could see that you're completely disinterested in what I have to say.
Shoe fly pie, you lost me there. I don't know if Kevin just came back with a bunch of toilet paper or his notes.
It's his garbage. Going out to the curb, guys. I'll be right back. All right, Kevin's got a top five. I'm going to have to pull up some top five music then.
He's got to put his ears in. He's doing a lot over there.
That's all right. Spoons in the porridge, baby. Spoons in the porridge.
Which one are we doing first? Is this top five music?
Bro. Yeah.
Top five music? All right. Now, I'm 99.9% sure I've never done this list before.
A one! This
is War Games. The 1% is probably true that I did. All right. I put together the top five. I'll say greatest War Games teams.
Oh, God.
Of all time, and just pay-per-view. So if you go to Wikipedia, you're going to see a bunch that were on house shows and this and that. It's literally just WCW, WWE, pay-per-views. Those are it. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and switch it from the greatest to my favorites. No, greatest. Trust me, Matt. They're good teams. They're all good teams. Trust me.
I don't doubt that. I just don't know. Is there a big difference between the greatest and your favorite?
No. I'll tell you what's not on there, right? Like Dungeon and Doom would be my favorite. Would be one of my favorite. They're not on there. So these are all legit solid teams. Like you would guess them.
All right, top five War Games teams. Can I get a Stings Squadron?
Give me the names of the team and the members.
Oh, God.
Do you not know who's in Stings Squadron?
I do not know. I just, the way I looked it up, it just had the names of each person in the on the team.
It's Sting, Nikita Koloff, Dustin Rhodes, Ricky Steamboat, and Barry Windham.
Run that by me. No, they're not on the list.
Okay.
These are all four. That was five people, right?
Yes.
Yes.
These are four man. These are all four man war game teams.
You didn't say that.
So no Dangerous.
No, I did not say that. Dangerous Alliance is not on there.
Well, because they had five people on
right.
there.
Okay, so we're essentially going everything from 93 on.
Unless I did this wrong, I'm pretty sure there's one before 93 on there.
Yeah, there is. Well, the Four Horsemen, Flair, Wyndham, Sid, and Zbyszko.
See, I didn't like Zbyszko in there. So I didn't put them in.
All right, fair enough.
Broken Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and NWO Sting.
Thought about it, but I couldn't as much as I love NWO Sting. I couldn't get on board with that being a great war game team.
Sting.
The Hulkamaniacs: Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Lex Luger, and Sting.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, Matt. It's so good. That's number one.
Of course it is.
I mean, what? Tell me that's not... You got four surefire main eventers. It would have been number one if Vader was in there too, instead of Luger. That's number one. You're not... In WCW, those are your four biggest stars, besides Ric Flair, even though they hated Ric Flair.
Did you say NXT counts as well, or just WCW?
I mean, it's War Games, except for MLW.
So that's a yes to NXT.
Sure, I guess.
Can I get the Four Horsemen of Benoit, Steve McMichael, Ric Flair, and Kurt Hennig?
You can't.
Damn it.
But you're close. You kind of have the right idea, but not really, because there is, I'll tell you this, there is not an NWO team on here.
There's not. Lex Luger,
did you say Lex Luger, Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, and Sting?
I did not. But Tony, even though Sting didn't have that great of impact, I mean, he had a great impact on the match, but he wasn't involved in the match till the end. That's good enough for number four.
Ooh,
Fall Brawl, 1996. So there you go. Hogan, Luger, Sting, and Savage at one, and four, Sting, Flair, Arn, Luger.
Did you say Sting, Davey Boy, Dustin, and the Shockmaster?
I thought about it. But then I got the shock. Then I got the Shockmaster. And let me just tell you, I thought about a lot of teams, but then it just comes down to like the fourth person.
Did you take Dusty, Dustin, and the Nasty Boys?
I certainly did not. That's the weirdest war games to me ever.
Did you take Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominic Dijakovic, and Kevin Owens?
Thought about it. But no, dominant team. Not then. It would be now. But Kevin Owens, his insertion there, it was a great storyline, but no, not good enough to make it.
Tony?
DDP? Oh, no, wait, that's only a three-man team? What is it with this fucking...
Oh, these are all four-man teams?
Yeah, I think we mentioned that.
No three-man teams, huh?
Yeah, no three-man teams. That kind of shit that
Well, there was out. Only was really only one that was three-man, right?
Yeah, but those are some fucking legendary teams, buddy.
Hogan, Bret, and Stevie Ray, baby.
Wow, that's nothing.
No, but NXT TakeOver had one with threes.
That's true.
That's true. Can we get an Undisputed Era?
You can get an Undisputed Era, Matt.
There you go.
Where'd that is number two.
Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. Even though they're 0-2 in war games. As a foursome.
No love for the Dangerous Alliance?
No. I just think they're a great team. All right.
And that was 5-2, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The Shock. No, it's not the Shockmaster. Sid, Vader, and Harlem Heat.
There you go. Number five. So I guess that's kind of is where my favorite does come into play here.
So we're missing one?
So, yeah, you are missing one. Yeah, you're missing one. Number three. Unless you, I don't think you said it, but you kind of hinted at it, I think.
Sting, Pillman, and the Steiner brothers?
So close. So close. But no. I mean, you're not close in terms of who was in the thing, but I really wanted to put them on there.
Oh. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Let's do one because I can't believe you guys haven't gotten this yet. So let me just double check to make sure I got it right.
Oh boy, Kevin's second.
Shut up! Shut up. Shut up. Horrible, horrible day.
And you didn't. You said no NWO teams, right?
Correct.
We got the Undisputed Era. We got Team Ciampa. We got Sid, Vader, Harlem Heat. We got the Hulkamaniacs.
Team Ripley, Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Dakota Kai.
Wait, is Tegan Nox the mystery person? Oh, that was no, that happened last year.
Yes.
Where Dakota Kai turned on Tegan Nox and Rhea Ripley and Candice LeRae won four against two. Yes.
All right, so I screwed up. This is a five-man team.
Oh, Jesus.
It's all right. You guys still can still guess it.
Five-man team. And it's not Sting Squadron or the Dangerous Alliance.
Correct.
Is it the Four Horsemen?
With J.J. No. Dillon?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
No, it is not.
The Road Warriors, Nikita Koloff, Dusty Rhodes, and Paul Ellering.
Correct. That is on there. That is number
three. Uno.
No, Matt already got. Or you
no, that was the, first. Great, that was the first war games.
Yeah, the Great American Bash. In Atlanta, Georgia. See, all right. So I know this is how they started, but I hated that Paul Ellering was involved. So I think in my mind, I would have put the team of Road Warriors, Ron Garvin, and Dusty Rhodes in there. But that's another five man team. But Ron Garvin, oof. But yeah, so there you
yeah,
go.
Ron Garvin, oof, 100. I never. Ever in my wildest dreams understood Ron Garvin. I can't believe he fucking sucked. I can't believe he beat Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
You suck too. How do you like that map?
No, he was fucking terrible. I hated the Garvin stomp and the shit he did with Greg Valentine when he came to the WWF. Ugh.
That was terrible. But Miss Atlanta Lively, dude, come on.
Oh, stop. He sucked.
I kind of like Mr. Rugged Ronnie Garvin.
Let's see. What is Rugged Ron's accolades? Hands of stone.
Are we going through the history of Rugged Ronnie Garvin now?
He owns a fucking car dealership in Gadsden County, North Carolina.
They all own car dealerships. That's what they do.
And he's a pilot. Congratulations.
He can fly a plane?
Yeah, into a fucking building.
Jesus, really?
What?
Fucking awful.
He sucked.
Oh boy.
Him and Terry Garvin.
All right. You so
suck.
There's Kevin's awful mistake ridden top five.
One!
There you go.
It's the only.
It's all about being consistent, bud.
Yes, it is. Hey, you know, it's being consistent. It's time for this week's Can You Beat That?
All
right. That's right, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Kevin and Matt, they're going to go on this week. And you know what? We should do something interesting to decide who gets to go first. Matt, call odds or evens?
I would like evens.
Okay, hold it. Stay right there.
Where am I going to go?
This fucking thing, we're going to use it.
He made a belt, Kevin, so we're going to use it. This is his words. Oh.
I got the fun wheel. I'm going to spin it, and we're going to see what number comes up. If it's an odd, wait, you picked even. If it's even, Matt goes. If it's odd, Kevin goes first. Here's your spin.
All right.
Not a zero on there, is there?
I don't think there's that many numbers on there.
We got 14. Matt goes first.
I that can't even awful see quick. That.
How'd that happen?
It's a fucking IKEA wheel. It's not one of them phony wheels down the shore.
Did you? Is that rigged? Like the spin the wheel, make the deal?
He stopped it with his hand behind the thing.
No, it's not. Let me see. Yeah, it still came up even. Number six. Yes, it is rigged. So Matt gets to go first. All right, let me lower this shit. Time to play some games. Let me fucking cut that. We'll get some good music in the background. We'll get spooky music for this one. Actually, we'll save that in case there's a tiebreaker. Let's go with this one.
What's that?
Matt, your two topics. 2000 WCW or AWOA?
Give me AWOA.
Matt, on April 18th, 1982, everyone in St. Paul, Minnesota at a live event thought that Hulk Hogan defeated Nick Bockwinkel for the AWA World Championship, only to have said decision overturned a week later and Hogan never winning the championship because the referee said both guys used foreign objects, so it was a double disqualification for giving the belt back to Nick Bockwinkel. So my question to you is, from the time Nick Bockwinkel was given the belt back until the AWA closed its doors, nine different men became AWA World Heavyweight Champion from April 24th, 1982 to the date that the promotion closed, which was January 12th, 1991. Nine different men held the AWA World Heavyweight Championship. Matt, the question to you, how many can you name?
Four.
Kevin, Matt says he can name four. The question to you, my friend, is can you beat that?
I might have to retire from this game.
See, that's the beauty of the game, though. There's a strategy where, you know, you can try to raise the number. You can let Matt go to see if he winds up killing himself.
You can probably name four, though. I have three right now on my in my list here.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
See? The more you think about it, the more they come to you.
But this that's the point of this game is it's not you don't have all day. So you can't sit here and think for hours on hours.
Well, Matt says he can name four, Kev. What do you think?
I'll let him do it.
Whoa! Wow, really? Matt.
We can't be sitting here for 2.5 hours while I try to think of.
Well, you have another minute. I mean, it's up to you. But
I already said it.
All right, Matt. Nine men from the date of April 24th, 1982 have held the AWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, 82.
You said you can name four, Matt, whenever you are ready.
Stan Hansen.
Stan Hansen is one.
Rick Martel.
Rick Martel, that's two.
Oh, God.
Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig is three.
Larry Zbysko.
Larry Zbysko held it twice. That's four. Matt, you have taken the first point.
I have three more on my list, too.
Is Jerry Lawler on there?
Yes, he is.
Jerry Lawler is on there.
Jumbo Tsuruta.
Jumbo Tsuruta is on there.
Slaughter on there.
Who?
My internet cut. Was the answer to Sergeant?
No, Sergeant Slaughter was never AWA champion.
Mr. Saito.
Mr. Saito, yes.
I'm missing one.
You're missing two.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, yeah.
One of them's sort of obvious. One of them's really tough.
Is one of them Vern?
No, Vern did not win the championship after, I think, 81.
Is Colonel DeBeers on there?
Colonel DeBeers is not on the list.
You're not counting Bockwinkel, are you?
Bockwinkel won the title two more times after he was given the title back, so yes, I am.
Oh, that's shady.
Who's the last?
The last one is Otto Wanz. He's the guy that he was the first guy to win the title after it was given back to Bockwinkel. And everybody made a big deal out of it. And a lot of people consider that to be the beginning of the downfall of the AWA championship.
Kevin, I'll let you in on a little secret. I literally just finished reading Death of the Territories the other day. And they talk about a lot of these AWA title changes. That's why I knew a lot of these.
Well, Kevin, if it makes you feel any better, we can move on to your question. Your question, the topic is 2000 WCW.
Fantastic.
Kevin, in the year 2000 in WCW, 11 men held the world championship.
God,
Kevin, of the 11 men who held the championship, how many can you name? I should put this over here. There we go.
Give me a second.
Take your time. There's no rush. You're good.
Think about that, though. 11 men held the WCW World Championship in 1 year, in the year 2000.
I can name six.
Matt, Kevin says he can name six of the 11 gentlemen that won the WCW World Championship in the year 2000. Question to you, my friend, is can you beat that? We're up to six.
I can name seven.
Kevin. Matt says he can name seven.
I can name eight.
Matt, Kevin has upped the ante and raised it to eight.
Fuck, I have eight on my list too.
No, can you squeeze another one out, Matt?
Oh my God, I have more. How many people just say
11?
Kevin's feeling good about this one. I like
it. I have more than enough. So what that means, some of them are going to be wrong.
Give me 10.
Oh shit.
I got to go all 11. I got to play the odds here.
Kevin is going all 11. Kevin, in the year 2000, 11 men won the WCW World Championship. Whenever you are ready, my friend.
Shouldn't have showed my hand that I have more than I should. Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is correct. That's one.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, yes. That's two.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, yes. That's three.
Was this 99 or was this 2000? All right, so I'll save that one for now. Sting?
Kev, I'm sorry. Sting is not on the list.
Why did I go with Sting?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
David Arquette. Oh, God. Sid was on my list?
Sid is on the list, yes.
Jeff Jarrett's on my list?
Jeff Jarrett, yes.
Did I say Hogan?
You didn't say Hogan, but you would have been wrong.
Okay, that's fine. So that's one that I got wrong. Macho Man?
Macho Man not on the list.
Oh, so that was 99 too. Vince Russo?
Vince Russo, yes. He's on the list.
It was David Arquette in 2000.
David Arquette, yes, is on the list.
How many am I missing?
One, two, three.
DDP?
DDP is on the list.
Was Booker T in 2000?
Booker T was in 2000.
See, I wonder if the guy I took off is on the list. How many am I at right now?
Nine.
Did I say Jeff Jarrett?
Yes, you did.
Is Scott Steiner on the list?
Scott Steiner is on the list.
I took him off.
He won his only championship on November 26th.
Did I say Ric Flair?
Yes, you did, and you were wrong. That's what got you eliminated.
No, Sting was wrong.
Oh, Sting was wrong too. Oh no, Ric Flair was right. Sting was wrong. Yes, you're correct.
I see. Now here's what threw me off. Goldberg only had one championship run.
Yes.
So it wouldn't have been 2000.
No.
Matt, do you have anything?
Benoit.
Yep, Benoit was the last one.
Oh!
Because won. He won after Brett vacated it, right?
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing, right? The title was worn by 11 different people. It changed hands 20 times and was vacated 6 times, yeah, all in the year 2000.
Yeah, we've had this conversation like in the early days of the podcast, how many belt switches there were on like Thunder and
sure, Jeff sure. Jarrett won the thing 4 times. Booker T and Kevin Nash both won it 3 times. Ric Flair and Sid both won it twice.
Yeah, this is disgraceful. I resigned and from this
Bret
game.
Bret Hart was champion going into 2000. I still have the tiebreaker question. I'm going to roll it over for another week because it's a good one.
Oh, man.
Well, you want to go? You want me to?
You know, I always like playing these goofy games.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We have a little bit of time. So
just really hit a downward spiral.
Well, let's see if you can redeem yourself with this one.
No, I'm talking about like the last 2 months.
Kev, since you went down in 2 straight on this one, I'm going to let you pick first. Well, I'm going to let you pick first. I'm going to let you go first. This one's called Triple Cell Hellnemia. These are the wrestlers who have participated, and I say triple, at least 3 times in the Hell in a Cell match. So there were 12 wrestlers that have appeared in the Hell in a Cell match at least 3 times, 12 of them. And I shall not give any more clues because I want this to be pretty difficult.
The on the spot thing that ruined, that killed me. I'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll say 5.
Matt, Kevin says he can name 5.
I have 6 written down.
Are you going to go with 6?
I will say 6.
Kevin, Matt says he's going with 6. Kevin, can you beat that? My burps fucking stink, by the way.
I'll say 7.
Matt, Kevin comes back with 7.
I have 9 written down.
Matt is going with 9, Kevin. Twelve wrestlers have appeared in at least 3 Hell in a Cell matches.
It's that many?
Yes.
God, I keep forgetting about, like, the current day blinds me.
We're up to 9, Kev.
I didn't number these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 10 written down, so I'll let Matt go with 9.
Matt.
Oh, so stupid. Questions. Idiot. 12. I'm thinking of more.
Do you want to give him a chance, Matt?
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to get him wrong. So just go.
Oh, it's all right. I mean, you know, look, this is all bonus. This doesn't count for anything anyway. So you want to go for 10? You want to go for 11? Or you want to leave it with Matt with 9?
Leave it with Matt with 9.
Matt, 12 wrestlers have appeared in at least 3 Hell in a Cell matches. You said you could name 9 of them. Whenever you're ready.
All right, I'll give you 3 who were involved in the first. Taker, HBK, and Kane.
That's 3.
Who was HBK's 3rd? Triple H? Did he do 2 with Taker and 1 with Triple H? Or did he do 1 with like Randy Orton or somebody?
Did he do a tag match? Why do I feel like it was DX?
Oh, he did DX. I was at it.
Against Legacy, right? Or something goofy like that?
Yeah. I was at that stupid show. Son of a gun.
Trips?
You said Trips.
No, I said Taker, HBK, and Kane.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So then that's 4. Yes.
Trips. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton makes 5.
John Cena.
John Cena makes 6.
The Punkster.
Punk makes 7.
Mick Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
That makes 8. You need 1 more.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you fucking nailed it. That's 9 right there. There's 3 left. Anybody want to take a stab?
Brock.
Brock is not on the list. Brock only appeared in two.
Seth Rollins.
He's on my list.
Seth Rollins is on the list. He appeared in three. Two left.
Did you say Edge?
Edge is not on the list.
Edge didn't do three?
Edge only did one.
Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon is on the list with three.
And I have one name written down, and I'm not sure because it's kind of outside the box.
What do you got?
Sheamus?
Sasha Banks.
You fucking nailed it, dude.
He
nailed it. He had the whole thing. God damn. Woo.
I don't like this.
God damn.
Done with this game. To no fault of the host or the other contestant. It's just too embarrassing. I can't do it anymore.
Next week, Matt challenges Kate the Great for the Can You Beat That Championship.
Let him do it.
Kate, don't
Let
stand.
Her ride. Welcome back, KTJ.
Kate, don't stand a chance, bro.
We got it. It's going down next week, episode 510. We're playing this one for all the marbles.
Snowball has a better chance in hell.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. No offense to Kate, she's clearly a competitor.
She's going to get it crushed, okay?
Matt just rattled off nine people that were in hell, or all 12.
He got all 12, and he knew Sasha Banks. I thought for sure nobody was going to get Sasha Banks.
God, I don't know what this says about me. I didn't even think about the women's hell in the cells.
I like to read a lot, and I also found a book, a PWI almanac the other day that I had.
Kev, in fairness, Sasha Banks has been in all three women's Hell in a Cell matches. So
should have known that.
Well, I didn't either until I was looking it up. I can give you records for all these people, too.
Records?
Yes. Undertaker had 14 appearances. He's 8-6 in the cell. Triple H had 9 appearances. He's 6-3.
See, like saying Undertaker was in the match 14 times boggles my mind.
It's crazy. I think the best record right now is Roman Reigns. He's 3-0-1. I don't know how there's like these like ties in the Hell in the Cell.
Oh, that was the worst thing ever. That was like the most. Who was that with? Was that with the Fiend? Who's the Fiend?
Well, there's a bunch of them because Mankind's got a tie. Seth Rollins has a tie. Kane has a tie. Like, I just fucking don't know. It's so weird. But whatever. Shane McMahon's 0-3. Mankind's 0-3-1, so those are bad records. Yeah, Roman Reigns is 3-0-1, so he's got the
Reigns.
Yeah, so there you go. And Randy Orton's 5-3. So that's that.
Terrible. Terrible job by me.
I would like to give a shout out to Cheap. Cheap Shot. Holy shit.
What?
Cheap Shot Party. Cheap Shot Party. They make awesome beer koozies. I just got an order in today of some pretty sick beer koozies that we'll be giving away in the weekly giveaways on our Twitter machine. So be sure to follow them, and I'll post some pictures later on the old Twitter machine.
Love beer koozies.
I got a ton of beer koozies, Kevin. I got Owen Hart beer koozies. I got Minoru Suzuki beer koozies. I got Ric Flair beer koozies.
Do you still have a Twisted Tea beer koozie?
No. No, I don't think so.
You threw it out?
No, I don't know what I probably gave it to somebody.
Oh, well, fuck them.
The giveaways are out of control between Cheap Shot Party and Jedi Jack Yeti, the stickers. Woo! People, come on. You got to get on this Twitter giveaway. It's hot shit.
Yes, hot shit. We got anything else we need to talk about, or we can start pulling the train into the station?
We got a guest next week.
Yes.
Ring of Honor's Sledge. We'll be joining the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, and we'll have a little fun with the Sledge, the heavy metal Sledge from Ring of Honor, as they march towards Final Battle, which is happening December 18th, I believe is the date. We have a full weekend of pro wrestling. We got NXT War Games, and we'll pick that as we near closer. The Wednesday Night Dynamite show will be back. Winter is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Big show this Wednesday night. There's a lot going on. New UWN tomorrow night, Impact tomorrow night, MLW Wednesday, AEW, NXT.
NWA.
Oh, shit. That's right. NWA. Oh, man. I'm never going to catch up on New Japan. Holy moly guacamoles.
And that's not a bad problem to have, my friend.
It is when you want to see it.
Well, fair enough. But there's a lot more out there that's, you know, that is also watchable and enjoyable. So And look, this doesn't even count the 6 hours of WWE that happens every week. Right?
Right.
So there you go. That's not a bad problem to have. It's nice to have options. Nice to have lots of options.
I agree.
And it's nice that we all get a chance. We all get a chance to like watch something different as well, you know? Like Kevin will be up on the Impact. I'll be up on the MLW or the UWN. You know, Matt brings the Ring of Honor talk. We got you covered, folks. Season 10, off to a rip-roaring start. Next week, we got a championship matchup. Somebody says they're retired, though.
I think because she knows. She knows I squish her like grape.
Like grape. Rusev crush. Miro squish or whatever the fuck. That's what he should do. He should do Miro squish now. Miro
Maybe he should do Mad Libs.
Oh, we could do Mad Libs again next week.
Please, God, no.
Dude, I'm telling you, Facebook loves, they love it. They want it to be a weekly thing.
Mad Go back Libs? And read the
comment. Yes, they loved it.
Maybe we
highlighted the show, they said.
Really?
Oh, no, well, they didn't say highlight the show, but they enjoyed it.
All right.
Are we pulling this train to the station? Let's fucking do this.
Yeah, I got stuff to attend to.
Yeah, Kevin's got to get some sponges.
Sponges?
Yeah, sop up the fucking river going through his basement.
Got to figure out how to empty the wet dry vac before I start to get more water in there.
All right. We are the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. We'll be back next Monday night at about 6:45, 7 o'clock. We got Sledge. Maybe I'm taking on Kate the Great. And we'll have a ton of wrestling stuff to talk about. Remember, follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can support your favorite Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And ProWrestlingTees.com/Shining Wizards. Grab a t-shirt before the holidays. Manscaped.com. Use the code Wizards. Save 20% at checkout. That's all I got for me tonight, boys.
Peace that's out, all? Everybody.
Yeah. See right. you next week. Pound it.
Pound it.
See you.
Peace.
That's all I got. That's all I'm getting.